Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Only very rarely has a person to the same extent as Obama captured the world's attention and given its people hope for a better future.
For reaction, we begin at the White House with CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
President Obama is described as very humbled by the honor. His press secretary, Robert Gibbs, gave him the stunning news in a wake-up call. It's all the more surprising because the president's been in office for less than 9 months, and this approach to the world is still a work in progress.
We lead by example and engage nations and peoples on the basis of mutual interest and mutual respect.
That Obama diplomatic doctrine is still being tested in the Middle East and other world hotspots. The president is expected to make a formal statement later today. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
I'm Steve Kathan.
I think it's incredible. I think it's awesome.
Most people in this country getting the news are surprised, and so was Christian Berg Harpfiken at the International Peace Research Institute.
The Nobel Committee has normally awarded this prize to somebody who has already made a major difference in the world.
Now he says there's pressure on Mr. Obama to deliver on the hope and expectations. At the Norwegian Institute for International Affairs, Jan Egeland says it's a clear signal to other world leaders to
come down from the fence and help him.
I'm Larry Miller in London. World reaction is favorable, though there are some dissenting voices. Afghan President Karzai says Mr. Obama's efforts for global peace make him the appropriate recipient. The European Union hopes it will encourage people to create a safer world. The Palestinian Authority would like the award to lead to a Middle East peace, but an Islamic Jihad leader dismisses the prize as political, not based on morals. Mr. Obama's Kenyan family says it's honored, and one London political commentator suggests the president won the Peace Prize because he isn't George Bush.
Well, the president meets again today with top national security advisors on the war in Afghanistan. Mr. Obama is weighing options, including whether to commit more troops to the fight, as his top commander in Afghanistan has requested. Here's CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier.
We knew that General Stanley McChrystal had a range of options in his troop request. Now we understand from defense officials it's anything from no troops to 40,000, that's the middle option, to as many as 60,000 troops. That was put forward by a couple of his defense advisors who had come over to Afghanistan earlier this year to study the problem. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs pointed out, however, that every thousand you add adds another $1 billion to the price tag for Afghanistan, so they're going to look at this long and hard. Kimberly Dozier, CBS News, the White House.
Target the man in the moon. NASA successfully fired a rocket into a crater near the moon's south pole.
Shepherding spacecraft impact. Great job.
And followed with a lunar probe designed to detect any signs of water in the lunar debris. If there is water, that could make setting up shop on the moon much easier, says Jim Garvin at the Goddard Space Flight Center.
If there were water in appreciable amounts, that could save us carrying all that mass of water that we need to live.
It's 4 past the hour.
Did you know that pharmacists work in hospitals? We work around the clock with doctors and nurses to make sure you get the best results from your medicine. We're the medication experts. So when you or someone you love is in the hospital and have questions about your medicine,
you're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Terror suspect Najib Elazazi's father has been indicted for lying to federal authorities. Records from the Colorado Secretary of State's office show the two men had obtained business licenses to start their own airport shuttle company. The Zazis got the business licenses in August. Their attorney says all that proves is that they were trying to better themselves and were law-abiding citizens. A former FBI witness has pleaded guilty to killing 4 people in Colorado. A Boulder judge sentenced Scott Kimball to 70 years in prison. He had faced second-degree murder charges in the deaths of his uncle Terry Kimball and 3 acquaintances who disappeared in 2003 and 2004. Howard Emery is the father of one of the victims.
Since he will not get the death penalty as he deserves, Mr. Kimball must be locked up for the rest of his life. Only then will society be safe from this evil person.
Kimball was serving 53 years in prison on theft and a variety of other charges. Doing business with the state of Colorado could be tough today. This is a furlough day for 15,000 state workers who are taking the day off without pay as the state tries to balance its budget. In sports, the Rockies got a split in Philadelphia yesterday, tying their National League Division Series at a game apiece. Now they get two games at Coors Field starting tomorrow afternoon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Not a good way to start out this morning's commute. We've got a crash on the ramp from eastbound I-70 as you're trying to access southbound 2 1/4. It's actually shut that ramp down. Use Peoria as an alternate route as you're traveling that way. It's also caused the closure of the ramp from westbound I-70 trying to access 225. That one I would suggest to take Chambers to get around that one. We've also got a new crash being reported. This is westbound I-70 just east of Pecos. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
It's one of Goodyear's biggest sales of the year, and now through October 31st, you can get up to $50 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of four select Goodyear tires. For details and to find a participating retailer, go to GoodyearDealers.com/Denver or call 1-877-GOODYEAR.
I know you're listening to AM 760, like Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
And the Nobel Peace Prize goes to President Barack Obama. Breaking news this morning, happened just about half an hour before the show began, and it has taken the White House and the world by surprise. The White House saying that the president is humbled by the selection. Hello, everybody. Happy Friday. Friday, October 9. Great to see you today, and thank you for joining us. Oh, boy, we end the week with a bang on the Nobel Peace Prize, a bang on the moon, literally a bang on the moon, and with continuing conversations on health care, vote scheduled in the Senate Finance Committee now on Tuesday, and continuing negotiations down at the White House on Afghanistan. Man, a lot to cover, and one more hour to do so here before we go into the weekend. Thanks for making us your choice of morning talk shows this morning. We appreciate that very much. And you want to join the conversation, invite your calls at 866-55-PRESS. That's our toll-free number, 866-55-77-377. Again, anywhere within striking distance of Madison, Wisconsin, hope to see you tomorrow night in Madison at the Barrymore Theater with Stephanie Miller. We're going to have a lot of fun. Stephanie and I always get out of control when we get together. Go to the website at BillPressShow.com and find out how you can join us, how you get your tickets. Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning, Team Press in place.
Hi there.
Bill, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Jeb Bush, the little brother of George, he's been out of the limelight since he's stepped down as governor of Florida, but he popped up yesterday because he's not happy that people are still picking on Georgie.
I was on the plane coming up to Washington yesterday, and I heard someone complaining that their child's acne was because of George Bush. And, of course, last week the Olympics didn't come to Chicago. That was my brother's fault. And at some point, people are going to have to put on their big boy pants and assume responsibility for the great challenges and opportunities our country has. And I don't know how much longer responsible leaders in Congress can continue to say these things.
Well, let's face it. I mean, everything is George Bush's fault, right?
I mean, I thought it was.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Just tell the truth.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, if the Cardinals don't win,
George Bush's fault.
Blame it on George Bush. Absolutely.
Totally. Nobel Peace Prize to Obama. George Bush's fault.
Blame George Bush.
If they had missed the moon this morning,
George Bush's
we
fault.
We would have blamed it on George Bush.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. Hey, lots coming up here. We're going to kick off this hour with Chuck Todd from down at the White House, NBC's White House chief White House correspondent, get his reaction on what's happening down there in response to the Nobel Peace Prize. Carrie Ellevelt, White House reporter for The Advocate,
to tell us all about the big gay and lesbian events coming up this weekend. And Senator Tom Carper from Delaware, member of the Senate Finance Committee, along to give us the latest on health care. A lot to cover. Let's get started. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news as we get ever so closer to the weekend. A divorce could be coming David Letterman's way if you believe the National Enquirer. The trash tabloid claims his wife, Regina Lasko, is furious about the whole sex scandal thing and plans to take the CBS host for all that he's worth. They've been together on and off for 23 years.
Oh, my. And that's going to happen this weekend?
Yeah, right.
Gross.
And if it doesn't, it's George Bush's fault.
Yes.
Marge Simpson is set to pose for Playboy. Homer's cartoon wife will appear nude in the November issue of the Men's Magazine, getting a full three-page spread and giving a telling interview.
Well,
for God's sake.
Levi Johnston's posing nude for Playgirl, so.
Yeah. And Barbara Streisand still got it. The 67-year-old scored her ninth number one album this week since her recording career began in 1963. Her first studio album in 4 years, Love is the Answer, sold 180,000 copies, debuts at the top of the Billboard 200 chart. Streisand now has the most number ones of any female artist and is the first to top that chart in five consecutive decades.
Good for Barbara Streisand. Not only that, she's a good Democrat. So there you go.
There you go.
11 minutes after the hour, big news down at the White House today. As if there wasn't already enough to talk about, now we got the Nobel Peace Prize. NBC's chief White House correspondent, NBC's political director, Chuck Todd. Hey, Chuck, I know it's a busy morning. Thanks for taking time for us this morning.
You got it, buddy.
Hey, listen, so, I'm down there not as much as you are, but a lot. I had heard nothing about the possibility of this Peace Prize. Did this come as a surprise to you?
It did. I mean, you know, my first reaction when I was awoken at 5:02 in the morning by our desk to say, hey, FYI, get going here. Was for what?
Yeah.
And I think that's what everybody, the collective reaction is, even here in the White House, Gibbs's first reaction, Press Secretary Robert Gibbs's first reaction was, wow, they don't know what to do with this. And if anything, it's as much of a burden as it is something to be proud of, because it only adds to the expectations of promises he's made, because the entire citation on the award is for what he says he's going to do,
right,
not what he's done, which, of course, is sort of what the Nobel Committee has shifted towards over the last 20 years.
You know what? I got to tell you, I'm so glad to hear you say that, because that was my first reaction, too, right? The promise is there, right? But the delivery.
There's a joke going around that Jon Favreau and Ben Rhodes, the two chief speechwriters, ought to share the award because they've helped write the speeches on nuclear nonproliferation, on Cairo, you know, that big Cairo speech in the Muslim world. You know, maybe they'll get a piece of the money.
So even the White House did not know it was coming.
Nobody knew. The White House didn't know. Nobody knew. Look, you know, anybody can, you know, not anybody can nominate, but anybody really can nominate. I mean, you know, there's. And they got over 205 nominations, and so it almost has felt as if they were just endorsing the presidential results here in America. And look, I think the conservatives are going to look at this as just yet another attempt by the Europeans to denigrate George W. Bush and repudiate him, because if you look at the last, you know, three of now the last eight, in many ways, arguably four of the last eight are in many ways mild repudiations of Bush, whether it was Jimmy Carter getting it, Al Gore getting it, and El Baradei, who's the guy who runs the IAEA, the International Atomic Agency, all were sort of, in many ways, given to it in almost notable rebuffs of President Bush.
Well, I did check this morning. The nominations close, as you know, for the Nobel Peace Prize on February 1, right?
Right.
And so the president was inaugurated January 20.
Right. It's literally the most momentous 12 days in the American presidency. No, I mean, and that's why there's our, you know, there's, I heard somebody this morning say, well, maybe he'll turn it down, you know. Will he go to the event? Will he actually go and have the medal put around his neck? Just looking at that visual, my guess is no. I bet you we don't see him go and personally accept the award. that he will probably come up with some way of saying, I haven't earned it yet.
Wow, that would be striking, really striking. Well, Chuck, on a related issue, I mean, here we are talking about the Peace Prize, and yet the president is spending most of his time right now deciding what to do about the war in Afghanistan.
And one thing he's not going to do is withdraw.
Yes.
He's already said he's not going to do that in Afghanistan. So that's what makes this, such a difficult. I mean, in many ways, this thing is a burden.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think, geez, you win the Nobel Peace Prize, it should be an honor. And I think there's no doubt that the president feels honored about this. But it is almost all burden.
Mm-hmm.
There's an argument to be made that around the world, that it carries more cachet than it does here in America, in that, during the Middle East peace negotiations, that the moniker helps give him a little more credibility to maybe bring some folks to the table. Maybe, that could be the one upside, and the platform that it gives them to talk about some of these issues. But the burden of expectations on this, I think, is just enormous.
On Afghanistan, the people you talk to, do they confirm what we've been reading in the New York Times and other places, that the shift seems to be toward Al-Qaeda, away from Taliban, more toward Pakistan, away from Afghanistan?
Hey, absolutely. I mean, this was something that we reported on NBC a couple days ago, that it's clear that is the shift. And you heard, look, the president the other day, when he went to the National Counterterrorism Center, said the word Al-Qaeda, I think it was 11 times, said the Taliban, zero. They have made the decision that the Taliban cannot be destroyed, but Al-Qaeda can. That doesn't mean that you can't defeat the Taliban, but the idea that it is sort of a similar entity to Al-Qaeda, I think, is what they're trying to create a clear distinction between the two organizations of sorts, and that the Taliban is really almost more of a domestic threat to destabilize Afghanistan and Pakistan. Must be dealt with, but there is a sense by some, both that I've talked to, that are some that are close to General McChrystal, as well as here in the White House, who have said, look, we think it's the top 10 or 15% of the Taliban you destroy, but the rest of them might drop their arms after the top 10 or 15 years. Sense that a lot of them have.
Well, if that's the case, then that means, it seems to me, that he will not be sending certainly as many troops as the general recommends. And when are we going to know?
Well, I think at this point, the only political risk for the president here, I think, is indecision.
Mm-hmm.
He cannot be looking, they have another one of these big Afghanistan-Pakistan meetings today. I smell an Oval Office address, some sort of 10-minute type of primetime address announcing the strategy. I got to think it's going to happen before the end of this month.
Next week?
It would seem any longer than that would feel like he's looking a little too indecisive. It's not that dithering's not the right word, or all the attacks that he's getting from some who want him to just make the decision now. But there is that point. I think everybody expects him to hand-wring a little bit. But after a couple of weeks, I think, decision time is coming. It's not as if you're going to get more information in 3 or 4 weeks that you don't have now.
Yeah, we're talking with Chuck Todd, the chief White House correspondent for NBC at the White House. All right, now, Chuck, we'll let you go after I ask you the biggest question of the day, of course. I've just been everything else is warming up to this one. There is a big rumor out this morning that number one dog did number two on Air Force number one.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about this?
They've all but confirmed that it happened. Hey,
really?
A puppy is what a puppy does. the folks at Run Air Force One wouldn't officially confirm it, but they've all but confirmed it there have been some incidences.
Yeah,
in some prominent places, I think even as the president himself, he said, look, I see this dog get walked every morning out front in the south lawn, out front in the north lawn, and then I think a lot of times, that's when an aide walks it, the president, if he walks it, is always usually in the south lawn.
South lawn,
it's
You're right. That's what dogs do, right?
That's what puppies do. I know it took mine a couple of years to stop doing it in the house, so can only imagine on Air Force One. Hey, why not?
We want you to get to the bottom of the story, Chuck, and we want to know where it happened, when it happened, and who
but the straight poop here from the NBC. You know that.
And who cleaned it up? All right, Chuck. I'll see you down there later today.
Okay, brother.
All right. See you. Bye.
The Bill Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The phone calls, the letters, the emails, and worse, the visit. Stop being harassed by the IRS and put an end to your tax problem now. AmeriValue Tax Relief's expert team of tax consultants can help you stop a levy and seizure, end wage garnishments, release a lien, and become completely tax debt free. At AmeriValue Tax Relief, we understand that IRS problems have the potential to devastate every aspect of your life if you let them. Now is the time to act. If you owe $10,000 or more in tax debt, call AmeriValue Tax Relief now for a no-obligation free consultation. Call 800-467-7500. It's just too important to trust your tax problems to anyone else. Take back your life with AmeriValue Tax Relief. Call 800-467-7500. That's 800-467-7500. Call now.
Former Police Chief Joe DeLaurante.
The crime I'm about to reveal is intended to inform you about the risk of identity theft. As a police chief, identity theft was always a problem, but never at this level. The New York Times revealed the arrest of an identity theft ring responsible for over 130 million stolen credit and debit card numbers. 130 million, many from popular stores, restaurants, and websites. Even worse, some portion of those stolen cards were sold online to other thieves. And with 130 million stolen credit and debit cards floating around the internet, maybe mine, I didn't want to risk it. So I signed up for LifeLock, and you should too. Why risk suffering the cost of identity theft when just $10 a month helps protect you?
Call now and mention Officer Joe to take 20% off. That's like 2 months free. Call 1-800-983-0552. That's 1-800-983-0552. 1-800-983-0552.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Ramp from eastbound I-70 to southbound 225 shut down due to an accident. Use Peoria there. Also got an accident in the opposing lanes, and the ramp from westbound 70 shut down to southbound 225. Emergency crews are on site. Use Chambers as your alternate going westbound. Also crash westbound I-70 east of Pecos. One at Larimer and Park Avenue. Five-vehicle crash westbound I-70 near E-470. And finally, crash on the ramp from northbound I-25 to westbound I-70. John Turk, AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Are you looking for a new mattress? Get more mattress for your money when you shop at Verlo. Check out the incredible tent event this weekend only. That's this October 9th, 10th, and 11th at Verlo Mattress in Boulder and Longmont. Free delivery, free box springs, and queen pillow tops at just $299. Verlo's tent event is this weekend only. No matter what level of mattress you choose, you'll always get a quality handcrafted mattress that's just made for you. Huge savings under the tent this weekend at Verlo in Boulder and Longmont. Don't miss it.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble forgetting names and important information. I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
Here, AM.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face to face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT, and if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
I mean, there are a lot of ways to end it all. You can take a whole bottle of pills. You know, you could go get in a car chase and run out and act like you're going to shoot somebody, and then the cop would kill you, right? Or you could just really eat one of those, seems to me. That's a Krispy Kreme donut around a burger. I don't know, man. You know, there are signs of the apocalypse, right? I mean, you hear about them. This may be one of them.
A burger, a bacon cheeseburger in a Krispy Kreme donut. That's pretty gross. All right. Last night it was the Cardinals versus the Dodgers, and the Dodgers didn't have a prayer until one of the Cardinal outfielders missed the ball.
Number four.
Swing and a slash into left. There's Holiday. He dives and he goes off of his chest, and Ronan's going to go to second in scoring position. The Cardinal left fielder misplayed the baseball and hit him right in the stomach.
It hit him in the stomach. Well, if he only held his glove at his stomach, might have worked, huh? Jay Leno got a little smart-ass comment off about David Letterman.
Number three.
If you came here tonight for sex with a talk show host, you've got the wrong studio. All right, so.
Hey, what? And a week ago today, after all that hype, after the president and the first lady and Oprah went to Chicago, CNN couldn't believe the announcement.
Number two.
Chicago is out. Chicago is out? Let's get AD mic'd up here.
We shall now proceed immediately with another round of vote. We
Madrid is still in?
Yeah. That was Tony Harris from CNN. And speaking about being out, well, Tom DeLay, out of Dancing with the Stars.
Number one.
Well, the big question that everybody's wondering, now that you've been saved to go through, will you actually be able to continue to dance?
No, I won't. You can't practice. And if you can't practice, you make a fool out of yourself out of here. And I don't want to do that to Cheryl.
Oh, yeah. God forbid that Tom DeLay would make a fool of himself. I have some advice for Tom DeLay. If you didn't want to make a fool of yourself, maybe you should not have gone on Dancing with the Stars in the first place. Did you ever think about that? Hey, you know, we got just enough time for one more clip. The Republicans who said that they want General McChrystal to put Nancy Pelosi in her place, that's the word they use, she fired back yesterday.
Speaker, if we could get a response from you on the NRCC saying, calling you General Pelosi and saying that you need to be, quote, put in your place.
It's really sad. I really don't understand how inappropriate that is. I'm in my place. I'm the Speaker of the House, the first woman Speaker of the House, and I'm in my place because the House of Representatives voted me there. But that language is something I haven't even heard in decades.
She is in her place. She is where she belongs. She is doing a good job. Senator Tom Carper from the Diamond State, the first state of Delaware, next on health care.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Imagine taking your overwhelming mound of credit card bills and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings with creditors and having it stop. Well, as great as that sounds, you can't do either. You need to be responsible about your debts. Please do yourself a favor and call the Debt Management Partners at the Genesis Debt Helpline now. We'll show you a way you can be debt-free in a few years. You'll end up writing one monthly payment that you can afford, we'll reduce your late fees and high interest rates, and we'll help stop the harassing phone calls. Listen, if you want to get out of debt, call us right now. We promise you a free debt analysis. Here's our number. 800-981-7592. 800-981-7592. That's 800-981-7592.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Ramp from eastbound to 70, shut down to southbound 225. Also, the westbound approach to 225 on 70, shut down due to separate accidents. Emergency crews are on site. When you use Chambers, if you're heading westbound, eastbounders get off on Peoria. Really gnarly jams out there. Also, crash westbound I-70 around Pecos. Larimer and Park Avenues, a site of a crash downtown. Five vehicles involved in one on westbound I-70 near E-470, and also got an accident on the ramp from northbound I-25 to westbound I-70. You can tell some of these ramps and bridges are still kind of icy, so do be careful. That's your look at traffic. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, road safety starts where rubber meets road. Through October, when you visit your neighborhood Toyota dealers and buy three tires, you get the fourth tire for just $1. For the right tires at the right price, trust your neighborhood Toyota dealer. Toyota, the right choice.
Are you an employer or entrepreneur? Do you spend time growing your business or doing administrative tasks? I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. We handle details of your workforce like payroll, government compliance, workers' compensation, and health insurance. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Discovery Outsourcing at 303-868-5257 or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-394-6545. 1-800-394-6545. That's 1-800-394-6545.
The greatest film saga of all time and the greatest film music ever composed come together in a spectacular live event. Star Wars in concert. A full symphony orchestra, massive high-def screens, original movie props. Sunday, October 18th at 2 and 7 p.m. in Pepsi Center. Get tickets now at Pepsi Center box office, tickethorse.com, or by phone. Star Wars in concert, produced by AEG Live and Lucasfilm.
Health officials are concerned about a novel H1N1 flu spreading from person to person. To help fight this flu, cover your nose and mouth with a tissue when you cough or sneeze, then throw the tissue away. Wash your hands often with soap and water, especially after coughing or sneezing. If you're sick, stay home and limit contact with others to keep from infecting them.
To learn more, visit flu.gov. Or call the Colorado Health Information Line at 1-877-462-2911.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
Happy Friday, Friday, October 9th. The Bill Press Show coming to you live coast to coast from our little radio studio here on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C., 33 minutes after the hour. Senator Chairman Max Baucus announcing yesterday the vote in the Senate Finance Committee on health care reform. The Senate Finance Committee's approach to it will be held on Tuesday. A Senate staying in session next week to deal with health care reform, and then it's up to Harry Reid to meld that bill with the Senate Health Committee bill and goes to the floor where there will certainly be other amendments, including perhaps one big amendment that's been, and one new plan that's being circulated by our guest, Senator Tom Carper, good friend from the state of Delaware. Senator, how you doing?
Good. How's Bill?
Why not? Why are we waiting until Tuesday to vote? Haven't there been enough debate on this legislation? People know it well enough by now.
I think we need to give everybody a chance to actually look over what the Congressional Budget Office has found as they have reviewed the legislation that we voted on, amended, marked up over the last couple of weeks. So the idea here is just not to rush it, to give probably about 5 days for folks to understand that the CBO is, unlike the other four bills that were reported out of House and Senate committees, this one's actually reduces the deficit by about $80 billion over the next 10 years, and then between $500 billion and $700 billion in the next 10 years. It is under the president's request. The president said didn't want a bill that spent more than, what, $900 billion. This is in at about $830. It's all paid for. It's fully offset. And best of all, it actually, CBO believes that this legislation and the reforms in this legislation would reduce the growth of health care costs in the future, which is just critically important.
So it sounds to me like you're definitely a vote for the bill in its present form.
Oh, yes. I think we've come a long way. And it's not I remember Churchill used to say, this is not the end. This is not the beginning of the end. This is the end of the beginning. And I think you could probably say that's about where we are in the legislative process. But we've come a long way. We've finally gotten a bill. At least it has the numbers right. And we still have some policy differences. But I'm hopeful we'll work through those. I'm even hopeful that with people like Bob Dole and Howard Baker and, oh gosh, Tommy Thompson and Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of down in Louisiana, their governor, a couple of others are saying the Republicans now, you know, you may want to think about not necessarily getting on board and sponsoring this legislation, but at least taking a somewhat more positive and constructive role. My hope is we'll get at least a couple of Republicans will vote for this in the end.
Well, there are definitely some really good planks and parts of this legislation, and I think it would have very wide support, Senator, even outside the Senate Finance Committee, if it had a public plan option in it. But you've got to admit the co-op is not a substitute for a public plan option.
Well, again, I said this is the end of the beginning, so we're not done yet. And you've got a health committee bill, Senate Health Committee bill,
right,
which has a public option. And when the two are merged together, we'll see what happens. If what I've been suggesting, what's been circulating, I think you alluded to.
I want to ask you about that. Yes, go ahead.
The idea, not many people know this here. Did you happen to catch Ken Burns' documentary on the National Problem?
I did see part of it. My wife watched the whole thing, and I was in and out.
It's pretty extraordinary. The title of his series on the national parks was America's Best Idea, the National Park. I think the best idea in the health care reform legislation that is moving through the Senate is something called exchanges. When people have asked me, like, why can't we have your health insurance, Senator Carver, I say, well, actually, I'd be happy with that. They think we have free coverage. It's kind of like coverage, but it's not. What we have, we've put all the federal employees, federal retirees, our dependents in a big purchasing pool, 8 million people strong. We choose from a wide variety of private health care plans by insurance companies. Because there's so many people in our purchasing pool, they offer pretty good prices, and the administrative costs as a percentage of premiums is 3 cents on the dollar, which is very, very low. We don't get cheap health insurance. I pay $12,000 for my family of four. It's Blue Cross standard coverage, but it's not bad. And what we're going to do, I'd like to open that up to other folks around the country, small businesses, families, individuals. Some of my Republican colleagues are crazy about doing that. So we're just going to replicate that idea of a large purchasing pool, low administrative costs, and the ability for people to choose from among a variety of private health insurance plans like we do as federal employees.
But you're talking about doing that on a state-by-state basis, correct?
Yeah, but here's what's going to happen. States can enter into compacts with other states. And let's say you have State A that enters into a compact with State B. State A has almost no competition. One company or a couple of companies just basically control the health insurance market. State B, though, has a lot of competition, better affordability. So the products, the insurance companies that are operating in State B will then start operating in State A across state lines.
So
what's going to happen, we'll have a number of interstate compacts. I think, like in Delaware, we'll probably enter into an interstate compact with states like New Jersey, Maryland, and Pennsylvania to give us a robust purchasing pool and to be able to drive down costs. So that's one of the ways that we can reduce costs. You mentioned the cooperatives. They're a lot of people don't know what we're talking about when we say cooperative, but if you're in a credit union, member-owned, member-run, it's a cooperative. In Delaware, we have Delaware Electric Cooperative for the distribution of electricity and gas downstate. And there are other cooperatives. There's one big health cooperative out in Washington State that seems to work pretty well. But I think the idea here is to let the federal government seed and help to stand up some cooperatives. And to ask assets like Mayo Clinic and Cleveland Clinic to provide technical advice. That's just one of several options. Go ahead. You go.
All right, I just want to say because there are a lot of buts here. But if the state public plan option would work, and allowing smaller states to join the bigger states, I agree you've got to be able to do that, right? But if that would work, then why wouldn't the big national public plan option work best? It's just like Medicare. It's already set up. It already works. We know it works. You just open the door to people who are under 65 and don't have health insurance where they work. Why reinvent the wheel with these state cooperatives?
Well, I'm going to get there. What I have in mind, and I think what a number of my colleagues are interested in, are a wide variety of choices for states. I've mentioned the idea of states banding together and forming regional exchanges. I mentioned the cooperatives that some states may want to do that. I like the idea of letting the states open up their own state employees. They have each state has its own health benefit plans for their state employees, retirees, and their pensioners or their dependents, and just offer that as one of the health plans on their exchange. Another thing, they up in Maine, and I think out in Washington State also, they've actually designed their own state plan, and the folks it's administered by the state as an alternative for just put that up on their exchange, and they can folks can buy that as well. The question is, and here's to your point, why do we have the question is, why do we just have a national plan as well that states can choose from if they want? And I think what's being talked about, and we'll see what happens when the two bills are merged, but what's been talked about would be to provide a kind of national plan to say that states, if they want to opt into that and participate in that, that's out there as well. And,
right.
And we'll see what happens in the merge of the two bills.
So there definitely will be, obviously, some amendments on the floor. Now, Senator, you voted in the Finance Committee for the Chuck Schumer version of the public plan option, which is basically Medicare plus 5%. Yesterday, your colleague and good friend, Senator Ken Conrad, was on the show just at this slot yesterday, and I asked him about that same vote on the floor. Let me just play that clip. I'd like to get your response. Well, let me get to this. So what I hear you're saying is if there's a bill on the floor of the House and it's up to Harry Reid what's in it and what's not, on the floor of the Senate, I'm sorry, and it's the Chuck Schumer version of the public plan option, which you admit is better than the Rockefeller version, I hear you say you would still vote against it.
Just as I did.
On the floor, you would vote against health care reform with the Schumer public plan option in it.
They would give me no choice.
He says he would have no choice. How would Senator Carper vote?
I think we're going to have a better choice than that. I think we're going to have what I want to do, Bill, is give states a wide variety of options to help meet the need for competition in their state amongst insurance companies. Competition works for consumers, not the insurance companies. Competition will drive down affordability. And what I mentioned earlier, the idea of a national plan that states could elect to opt into, that's being, I think, rather broadly discussed. So I don't think we're going to have just the alternative of, if you will, the Rockefeller Amendment on a public plan or the Schumer Amendment. I think we'll have more than that. And in the end, what I want is for states to have almost like a menu of options to introduce competition into, you know, that works for their citizens.
So there will be, you can't define it now, neither can I, but there will be some version, do you believe, of a public plan option, certainly choice and competition, in whatever bill passes the Senate?
I think states will be given the option of participating in that kind of plan if they choose to do that in order to make sure there's competition.
And again,
when you've got in the two bills that are going to be on the be merged in the Senate, one of them has a full public option.
Right.
And over in the House, they'll probably report out a bill that will go to conference with the House. They'll probably have a full public option. So that'll be a part of the discussions.
All right. And in all your conversations, last question. And you've had a lot of them. I know you've been working this hard. Any indication of a Republican vote for the final plan, or is it going to be an all-Democratic vote?
I'm an optimist by nature, and I'm hopeful and optimistic that in the end, I think it's very helpful these other former Republican leaders weighing in and saying, look, yeah, this is pretty good stuff, and in the end, you don't want to be necessarily on the wrong side of history. So we'll see. I'm hopeful we'll get stuff, but we'll see.
Who's going to be your next senator from Delaware?
Well, we have Mike Castle, our congressman, former governor, has just announced, right, as you know. Bo Biden, who's our attorney general, has just returned home from a one-year tour in Iraq. And two terrific people. Mike's a very, very good friend. And Bo Biden, I almost feel like he's part of our family.
Sure.
Growing up, he's just a great guy. And you kind of hate to see two people that I think as highly of as these two that might go at it. But he still has to decide what he wants to do. And if he runs, he'll be a very, very formidable, candidate. And either one of them be a good senator.
All right, Senator, have a good weekend.
Right,
a big vote on Tuesday. We'll be watching.
Okay. All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks,
Bye.
Senator Tom Carper. From Delaware, pushing his own version. I think it's interesting, though. He says there definitely will be, he believes, some version of a fairly strong public option, not as good as the House, coming out of the Senate.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net. What if
this Columbus Day, go from sleepless...
One sheep, two sheep, three sheep...
Two sheepless. In no time, thanks to Sam's Club and Serta, makers of the world's best mattresses. Discover incredible everyday values on queens starting at $298 and twins as low as $99. Join Sam's Club for Serta savings you can count on this Columbus Day. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
AM760. Progressive traffic.
Both ramps to 225 from I-70 shut down due to accidents. You're going to see some really slow speeds coming in on both sides. Emergency crews are on site. Eastbounders use Peoria as an alternate. Westbounders got to get off at Chambers. Also crashes westbound 70 east of Pecos. One on westbound I-70 approaching I-25. Also got a crash on the ramp from northbound I-25 to westbound I-70. And a five-vehicle accident westbound I-70 near E-470. You can tell some of these bridges, ramps, and overpasses are pretty slick still. So do be careful. John Turk with your look at traffic on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Are you looking for a new mattress? Get more mattress for your money when you shop at Verlo. Check out the incredible 10 event this weekend only. That's this October 9th, 10th, and 11th at Verlo Mattress in Boulder and Longmont. Free delivery, free box springs, and queen pillow tops at just $299. Verlo's 10 event is this weekend only. No matter what level of mattress you choose, you'll always get a quality handcrafted mattress that's just made for you. Huge savings under the tent this weekend at Verlo in Boulder and Longmont. Don't miss it.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
Here, AM.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I left the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Did you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105, and online at www.solaripS.com.
Hey, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent
you. Anywhere from, you know, I don't know, 10,000 to maybe 50,000. I don't think anyone's exactly clear on how many people are going to show. Anyway, and, you know, coming basically to march on the mall on Sunday and listen to some speeches and you know, express sort of some discontent with what many activists feel is a lack of action from an administration that ran, you know, very hard on LGBT issues, because during the 2008 campaign, everybody remembers, every vote counted during the Democratic primary.
And particularly frustration over the Defense of Marriage Act, no action taken, and don't ask, don't tell. I'm not sure you're the one. I couldn't make the briefing yesterday whether you're the one that asked this question. But the question, oh, good, good. And so you were there. I just want our listeners to hear what Robert Gibbs said. Again, you've asked the question, I've asked the question, others have asked the question. He gave the same answer yesterday.
Working with the Pentagon on how to do this through a statutory, through Congress. The administration continues to think that that's the only binding way to remove a policy that he thinks is unfair.
Yeah, so they keep saying, you know, they got to wait for Congress to act. He doesn't really have to, does he?
Well, no, I mean, it depends on who you talk to. Look, lawyers are going to disagree on whether or not he could sign an executive order. It comes down to a matter of political will and whether or not this administration wants to use its political capital. It obviously has decided that it does not, but there's certainly a strong legal argument for signing an executive order for a stop-loss order, which would, during a time of war, you end, you know, the dismissals of any personnel on the basis of their sexual orientation, because you need everybody you can get, every man or woman who can add to the force. And of course, there's 10,000 soldiers in stop loss right now, 10,000 soldiers who their tours of duty are being extended beyond what was initially intended, because there's a shortage of manpower, man and woman power. So.
And it, I mean, it seems to me that he could just pick up the phone and call Secretary Gates and say, we're not going to enforce this policy right now. I mean, he is the commander in chief. Right?
Yeah, you know, I would think so, but there's a lot of conflicting signals. We did get this news out of probably about a month and a half ago, news out of the Pentagon and the White House that President Obama had spoken to Secretary Gates, and they were working on some sort of way of softening the implementation of the policy. In other words, you might not investigate people based on third-party disclosures of their sexual orientation.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about that is I spoke to a Pentagon spokesperson, you know, twice in the last month, and they say there's no timeline for that review. So supposedly Secretary Gates is doing the review on softening the policy, relaxing the implementation, but there's no timeline for that. Well, you and I know very well that Secretary Gates, President Obama, Robert Gibbs have said over and over again, if you don't have a timeline for things in this town, nothing ever gets done, right?
Right.
And so actually, the clip that you played a second ago where Gibbs was responding to a question from me about don't ask, don't tell, you know, I followed up with, because they keep saying statutorily is the only way to remove the don't ask, don't tell policy since it was passed by law by Congress. But there's still no Senate repeal bill. And so my next question to Gibbs was, well, if you are working to remove the statutorily, are you in any conversations with senators right now to sponsor a repeal bill. And he said, well, let me check with legislative affairs. I'm not sure that one's been introduced. And I said, well, I can tell you one has not been introduced.
Of course.
And then I asked you, you know, do you plan to put out any timeline for repeal? And he said, well, let me check with legislative affairs. So, I mean, zero for two on that one.
Hey, Carrie, that's why it's important that you're there to keep that pressure on. Hey, thanks for joining us. I'll see you a little later today. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. Carrie Ellevelt from The Advocate.
This is The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through October 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD with such a great annual return of 2.05% APY. People think there's a catch. But no, no catch. No teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally. Straightforward. Member FDIC.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble forgetting names and important information. I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-500-3968. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-500-3968 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-500-3968. That's 1-800-500-3968.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Friday, October 9, my parting shot for today, it's tough work being a U.S. Senator. You got to shake all those hands, go to all those fundraisers, read all those bills, vote on all those bills. Yeah, it's tough work being a U.S. Senator, but hey, nobody forced them to run for the job, so we don't have to feel sorry for them once they're there, and we don't have to hesitate to tell them when we think they're dead wrong on any issue. So here goes. Senator Kent Conrad, you're a good man, but you're dead wrong on the public plan option. You told us yesterday you're against it because Medicare reimbursement rates aren't high enough for North Dakota. Okay, so fix Medicare for North Dakota, but don't penalize the whole country because of it. Even if you're right, why deny 47 million Americans health care just to mollify 642,000 residents of the Peace Garden State? Senator Conrad, you're a good man. You're wrong on the public plan option. That's my parting shot for today. President Obama, Nobel Peace Prize. I'll be down at the White House to hear him talk about it. And then we'll get back on it on Monday. Have a great Columbus Day weekend.
This is the Bill Press.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
If you are in debt and need help, don't pay thousands when you can get the number one debt secret absolutely free with no shipping fees. For a very limited time, call now. 888-701-5875. 888-701-5875. That's 888-701-5875.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House.
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2009 is to be awarded to President Barack Obama.
That stunning announcement this morning from Oslo, Press Secretary Robert Gibbs called the president with the news. The Nobel Committee praised the Obama diplomatic doctrine.
We must embrace a new era of engagement based on mutual interest and mutual respect.
CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Bob Schieffer says the award surprisingly recognizes policy intentions and not results.
While he's launched many initiatives, all of these things are still works in progress.
The president's described as humbled by the honor. He will address the nation 90 minutes from now. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
I'm Steve Kathan.
It's good. I like Obama.
I think that it's a little premature.
From Manhattan to the Middle East, there's a mix of surprise, support, and skepticism about the president winning the Peace Prize, presidential historian Stephen Hess.
One would have to say that the Nobel Committee is honoring their audacity of hope.
Aaron Miller of the Woodrow Wilson Center for Scholars believes the Nobel Committee is making a down payment on peace.
They like what they see, and they want to encourage this president to do more.
More news now. Here's Frank Setapani.
First one, then the other.
11:35.
A spent American rocket crashed into the south pole of the moon about 90 minutes ago, followed by a satellite chock full of scientific gear.
This marks the end of the LCROSS flight mission.
CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood tells us the idea was to create a debris plume that could be examined for signs of water that could one day support human colonists.
If you look at the dark shadows under that central crater, that's the whole point of this mission, is to go somewhere the sunlight never reaches.
In Washington, the President's War Council meets again today to weigh strategic options in Afghanistan. One course sketched out by General Stanley McChrystal calls for sending in as many as 60,000 additional troops. The latest suicide bombing in Pakistan took place in Peshawar, and it killed at least 49 people. Most Americans believe the H1N1 flu virus could be a serious threat, but many don't intend to roll up their sleeves. Their children? Well, that's a different matter.
Just 42% of parents say that they're likely to get the H1N1 vaccine for themselves, but more, 59%, say that they're likely to do so for their children.
CBS News Director of Surveys, Sarah Dutton. Well, get ready to hear this at the Summer Olympics. Officials have added golf and rugby to the Olympic dance card, beginning with the Rio Games in 2016. Tiger Woods will be 40 by then, but he'd love to give the games his best shot.
Golf is a truly global sport, and I think it should have been in the Olympics a while ago.
The Commerce Department is reporting an unexpected dip in the trade deficit to less than $31 billion in August. Exports were up a little. Imports of foreign oil were down a lot. S&P futures are down a point and a half just ahead of the opening bell. This is CBS News.
Right now, you can use your Home Depot consumer credit card for special deferred financing store-wide on things like Stainmaster carpet in over 100 styles now with new, lower prices. There's never been a better time to update your floors from the kids' rooms to the living room and enjoy a little extra wiggle room to pay for it thanks to special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
What's your eureka moment?
I've
read online that we have more than 100 years of natural gas right here in the States, and supplies growing. Solving our immediate and future energy needs right here, right now? I'd say yeah. That's my eureka moment. Apparently hers too.
America's new natural gas. Cleaner, smarter energy. Discover more at newnaturalgas.org. Sponsored by America's Natural Gas Alliance.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Doing business with the state of Colorado could be difficult today. This is a furlough day for 15,000 state workers who are taking the day off without pay as the state tries to balance its budget. Scott Lee Kimball has pleaded guilty to the deaths of four people in Colorado. He was sentenced to 70 years in prison. The habitual criminal faced second-degree murder charges in the deaths of his uncle and three female acquaintances, all of whom disappeared in 2003 and 2004. The father of an Afghan immigrant accused of plotting a terror attack in New York has been indicted in Denver on a charge of lying to investigators. 53-year-old Mohammed Zazi is scheduled to appear in federal court today and is currently free on $50,000 bond. Zazi's son, Najibullah Zazi, has pleaded not guilty to a charge of conspiring to detonate explosives in the United States. In sports, the Rockies got a split in Philadelphia that ties their National League Division playoff series at a game apiece. Now they get two games at Coors Field starting tomorrow afternoon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where icy conditions have caused this morning's commute to be a terrible one as things do get up and running. There are ramp closures at I-70 and 225. Multiple crashes being reported there. Use Peoria and Chambers as alternate routes to get around those closures. Two cars mixed it up. Westbound I-70 coming up on I-25. Five-car crash. This is westbound I-70 right around E-470. Really seeing some slowdowns there on both sides of the highway. Another crash. This one's on the ramp from northbound I-25. To westbound I-70. So again, take it easy on those ramps. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. That patchy fog should start to burn off. It's going to be a sunny day with a high of only around 56 degrees. There's a slight chance of seeing some snow this evening, most likely after 9. It's going to be cloudy and cold with a low of 25, currently 30 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you want the best price when you sell your gold, it's easy. Just take it to Fast Cash. At Fast Cash, you'll get 40% more for your gold in cash and on the spot. So don't get ripped off. Get a quote before you sell and get what your gold's really worth. Visit FastCashGoldCenters.com.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station.
Right now, making smart decisions for your home improvements are more important than ever. And at The Lumber Guy, you'll save 40 to 70% every day over the big box stores. The Lumber Guy is a fix and flipper's dream. And the weekend warriors will be saying, "My other girl is The Lumber Guy." The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
707 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It is still cold out there. Big news off the wire. President Obama wins the Nobel Peace Prize. I gotta say, this is, wow. What a way for the Nobel Committee to discredit itself. I mean, really. It's not that, you know, it's no disrespect to Obama, but, I mean, usually the prize is given away to people who have accomplished a lot. And I'm not saying that Obama isn't going to accomplish a lot, isn't even on the right steps, taking the right steps or some of the right steps to accomplish a lot. But the deadline for submissions on the Nobel Prize was February 1st. Obama was president then for 11 days. 11 days. And he wins the Nobel Peace Prize. And Bill Clinton, a guy who has, you know, who I've been critical of, but in a lot of foreign policy areas has done a lot of work towards peace, he, you know, never won that prize. It's just really a way for the Nobel Prize Committee, I think, to discredit itself. And I think it tells us a lot about what, how much of a joke
politics and public policy have really become. I mean, we have really mixed the celebrity culture with really the most serious matters. Because I think it's fair to say, and again, this is not any disrespect to President Obama. It really has nothing to do with him. But it really shows that we have, that the only thing that seems to matter anymore is celebrity. That's the only thing that, that trumps everything else, right? Is that it's just how famous are you? And the more famous you are, the more accolades you get and the more famous you become. I think this Nobel Prize is an award, is awarding Obama for being very, very famous. Because you can't really point to his record of making peace or building peace or building diplomatic relations in the 11 days that he was president, between when he was president and when the deadline for submissions was for the Nobel Committee. And by the way, just a little asterisk, this is a guy who also is president whose administration is continuing to prosecute two wars. I mean, let's not forget that, right? I mean, that's not a small detail, right? This is an administration that's considering massively escalating the Afghanistan war and hasn't gotten us out of the Iraq war, winning the Nobel Peace Prize. I mean, it is bizarre. And I think it's actually, as I said, I think it's quite sad. It's quite a sad reflection of what even the highest reaches of the establishment now value more than anything else. Celebrity, fame, glamour, not actual substance, not actual, you know, the unglamorous stuff, in this case, that actually builds peace. It's mind-boggling. It's really sad. We have mixed reality television. We have mixed celebrity worship with the most serious issues of the day, war and peace. Really, it really bums me out. Today on the broadcast, the lineup on the broadcast does not bum me out. We got a really packed show for you today. At 7:30, we're going to be joined by Salon.com's Glenn Greenwald to talk about the Patriot Act and the use of the Zazi investigation by the Obama administration to try to push through a reauthorization of the most controversial parts of the Patriot Act. At 8:30, we're going to talk to the two winners of the Time Magazine's Green Heroes Award. They're from Colorado, so we invited them on at 8:30. At 9, if she is available, we're going to try to get her, Christy Harvey at the Center for American Progress. And then at 9:20, we're going to talk to Westward's Jared Jakangmar about DIA conspiracy theories. That's right, conspiracy theories about what happens at Denver International Airport. I didn't really know that there were all sorts of conspiracy theories and all sorts of weird occult theories about what DIA is, what it represents, what some of its symbols represent. It's pretty weird. So we're going to check in with him at 9:20. But first, let's do a news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Okay, so obviously the big story is that Obama wins the Nobel Prize for Diplomacy. We're going to take some calls about that and discuss that probably after we talk to Glenn Greenwald. But I'd love to, you know, we're going to have a little bit of a slot after the news break before Glenn gets on the line. So if you want to give us a call and get your thoughts, 303-713-7600. As I said, I think it's an embarrassment for the Nobel Prize Committee. No disrespect to Obama. I'm not insulting him. I think he's on the way in some ways to doing great things. But getting a Nobel Peace Prize, I mean, that is a frickin' joke. That is a joke. To healthcare, the Senate Finance Committee will vote next Tuesday on that legislation to supposedly revamp the healthcare system. Senator Harry Reid of Nevada said on Thursday, Reid's announcement that the committee would vote next Tuesday came a day after that Congressional Budget Office report saying it will cost only $800 billion and also, of course, leave tens of millions of Americans uncovered, uninsured. Another bailout coming down the line. A year after Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac teetered, industry executives and Washington policymakers are worrying that another government mortgage giant could be the next housing domino. Problems at the Federal Housing Administration, which guarantees mortgages with low down payments, are becoming so acute that some experts warn the agency might need a federal bailout. Now, there's going to be an effort, I guarantee you, by the right wing to claim that the government was unduly giving poor people, and the code will be, they won't say this, but it will be aimed to get you to think this, that the government gave poor black people and poor Latino people loans, and those poor black and Latino people were irresponsible. Now, I'm sure there's some of that. But this is what happens when the economy gets gutted, right? This is what happens in a recession, where you get a loan that's absolutely responsible at responsible levels, and then you lose your job or you see your wages cut and you can't pay your loan. I mean, that's not irresponsibility. That's just the economy bottoming out. And, of course, we're supposed to be angry at poor black people and poor Latinos. That's what the right wing will try to get us to be, angry at those folks who are getting foreclosed on, but not, of course, angry at the people who created the crisis, the big time, the big shot Wall Street bankers. And speaking of them, the Washington Post reports that as the federal government propped up the housing market and braced for the collapse of General Motors, Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner capped a busy week this spring with phone conversations with three men. The first was the chief executive of Goldman Sachs. The second was the chief executive of J.P. Morgan. And the third was President Obama. Those executives are member of an exclusive club, says the Post. Along with officials at Citigroup, they're among a cadre of Wall Street executives who have known Treasury Secretary Geithner for years. And in a Freedom of Information Act request about Geithner's schedule, they comprise, phone calls to them comprise most of what he's been doing. So basically, the people who make the laws, big shocker, are in most contact with the people who created the Wall Street crisis and who, of course, subsequently benefited from a massive taxpayer bailout. To Afghanistan, the request for troops sent to President Obama by the top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, of course, after he leaked it to the press to try to embarrass Obama, that report includes three different options, with the largest alternative including a request now for more than 60,000 troops, according to officials familiar with the document. So an even bigger request for a bigger escalation. Now, the Hill newspaper reports that vulnerable Democrats who wrote into Congress on the argument that Afghanistan is home to the war on terror are now hesitant to support that call for more troops, feeling the heat from constituents at home. Back to healthcare just for a second. The healthcare reform bill that hits the Senate floor will include a government-run public option, says Committee Chairman, Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee Chairman Tom Harkin. So there's a battle now whether that bill, when it hits the floor, that healthcare bill, will have a public option initially in it or not. We will see. To Colorado news, former Congressman Scott McGinnis raised more than $500,000 to take first place in the money race among candidates for governor. McGinnis outpaced incumbent Bill Ritter and his Republican rival, Josh Penry. Speaking of Josh Penry, the Denver Post reports that Penry vowed this week to repeal the vehicle registration fee hike put in place this summer once the economy begins rebounding and the state's general fund expands with it. Penry said he would begin setting aside hundreds of millions of dollars in new money to replace the $250 million generated for Colorado roads and bridges by the new fees and fines called FASTER. So the tax and fee debate becoming central in the gubernatorial race. For years, to energy policy, for years, natural gas from the Rocky Mountains sold for the lowest prices of all the gas-producing regions in the country. That gap was as high as 3.36 per million in 2007, but it's narrowed now to pennies. So we are narrowing the price. I think that's probably good news for gas producers in state. Back to the politics for one second. I just forgot to read this piece. Gubernatorial contender Scott McGinnis, again, the guy who raised the most amount of money. The Denver Post has a piece saying that he is avoiding debates with his Republican rivals early in the gubernatorial campaign, likely because he doesn't want to be pressured to take positions that could alienate him with the general election electorate. In the Democratic race for the U.S. Senate, very interesting piece of news here. In a significant staff shakeup, Senator Michael Bennett, Senator Moneybags, has replaced Jeff Lane, the chief of staff of his Senate office, with the former director of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. So they are bringing in a national political person to run Bennett's Senate office. God forbid he actually has somebody from Colorado run things. And the Huffington Post has a piece suggesting that this is a result of Bennett feeling the heat in that primary with former House Speaker Andrew Romanoff. The Washington Post also says that's what this probably represents. To some business news here, Frontier Airlines narrows the decline from last year's passenger count, so says the Denver Business Journal. The airline pulled closer to its 2008 same-month passenger counts, reporting Thursday that it carried 785,000 passengers in September, down just 1.8% from the same month last year. So good news for Frontier. Last couple stories here. Where in the world is Mark Udall? Square State, one of the major political blogs in the state, says Senate Democrats are taking a stand on true health care reform in a letter to Harry Reid, demanding passage of a public option. Michael Bennett signed it. Tom Udall of New Mexico signed it. A bunch of other senators signed it. But one person who has not signed it is Mark Udall. Can't say I'm surprised. Mark Udall, not a guy who has displayed a lot of what you might call intestinal fortitude. Not a guy who has shown a lot of what you might call vertebrae in his political career. Final couple stories here. Colorado Independent reports Ritter's office is firing back at Scott McGinnis on drilling regulations. Energy attorney Scott McGinnis is hammering Ritter for policies McGinnis said have crippled Colorado's natural gas industry, and Ritter is now punching back pretty hard. You can read that at the Colorado Independent. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
All right, after the break, we'll take your calls. Do you think Barack Obama deserved the Nobel Peace Prize, or do you think this completely discredits the Nobel Prize Committee and the Nobel process? Do you think this is a reflection, as I do, on a politics and public policy arena that has become, like so many other arenas, so consumed by celebrity worship and fame that it is giving away some of the world's most respected honors based on celebrity and fame? No disrespect to President Obama, but I think even he would acknowledge, hey, in the 11 days between when I became president and when the nominations for the Nobel Prize were closed, I didn't create the kind of peace or diplomacy that would warrant, or at least has warranted in the past, a Nobel Prize. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll open up the AM760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got the ramp from westbound 70 to southbound 225 shut down. Emergency crews still investigating a crash. Use Chambers as your alternate. Seeing some really slow speeds there. Also struggling coming onto I-70 from northbound 225. Colfax to I-70 showing some stop-and-go conditions. Also got a five-vehicle accident westbound I-70 near Tower, and an accident on the ramp from northbound I-25 to westbound I-70. As you can tell, some of these bridges, ramps, and overpasses still kind of icy for us now. You got patchy ice along I-70 west of Georgetown to Vail. Chain laws in effect over Loveland Pass. And like I said, patchy ice is on those bridges, so do be careful this morning. Forecast, patchy fog in the a.m., becoming partly cloudy but a little warmer with a high near 57 degrees. Right now, 31 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AM760, Progressive Traffic.
The Better Business.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Did you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105. And online at www.solaris.com.
This is John Elway.
When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should, too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen for the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
A new study from Carfax shows that the number of salvaged cars for sale has more than doubled. You want to avoid buying these rebuilt wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
How can I tell my son not to steal and then go to work and upload illegal software because my boss told me to? I have a problem with that, so I reported it to the BSA. I have no regrets.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Are you heading out to buy a used car this weekend? You can find a great deal, but you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
There's a real easy way to find out. Just go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
My brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
726 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Should Barack Obama have won the Nobel Prize? I don't think this has much to do with Barack Obama. Right? I mean, this has to do with the Nobel Prize Committee. It has to do with our culture, our political culture, our culture about public policy. I think this is a reflection that we have become a culture so obsessed with celebrity, so obsessed with fame, that that is what we honor more than anything else. I mean, this comes in the same in the same week that Saturday Night Live aired that really, really biting skit where they showed what Obama has promised to accomplish in his first year and what he's actually accomplished. And this says, of course, nothing about the fact that the administration is prosecuting two wars that the international community has basically said, well, at least one war that the international community has said violates international law. But my point here is this a reflection of us being so obsessed with celebrity that that's what we award more than anything else? I mean, President Clinton was a guy who really did create some real peace, never got the Nobel Prize award. Barack Obama was in office for 11 days. 11 days between when he was inaugurated and when the Nobel Prize nominations ended. And he gets the Nobel Peace Prize? I mean, that's just bizarre. It's just bizarre. And again, it has nothing to do with Obama. I think he's on nuclear disarmament. I think he's taken some great steps. His speech in Cairo was fantastic. Nobel Prize worthy? Really? No, I think there's something else going on. I think it has nothing to do with Obama. It's no disrespect to Obama. This is a travesty. It's a travesty in the sense that it awards the wrong thing. It's just a sad reflection on how just obsessed we are with celebrity and glamour over everything else. And then we wonder why our economy and our society is rotting out from underneath us. It's because of stuff like this. What do you think? 303-713-7600. William in Lakewood. William, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, hey, first off, I appreciate your commentary. I think you're spot on your analysis there. My question, though, is what happens going forward? Do you think and I'd like to open this up just for general opinion. Do you think him winning the prize will box him in Afghanistan? Now, you know, I'm a man of peace. I can't do a troop, the troop increase that McChrystal is wanting. Or, on the other hand, do you think it liberates him? He can take the prize, in so many words, put it around the necks of the left, the base, wanting to end the wars, say, look, I've got my street cut. I've got to prosecute the successful end of the war.
That's a very good question. I mean, that's a really, really good question. I mean, it could go either way.
Yeah.
And what I do worry is this, is that if you give away credibility for free, for nothing, if you don't make people earn awards like this and honors like this, then there is the very real possibility that that honor can be used for exactly the opposite of what things are being honored for. Let me give you another example of this. This just came up. So Dick Gephardt, remember Dick Gephardt, the former Democratic leader, was this great populist labor leader in the Democratic Party. He leaves Congress and he becomes, and he's always, you know, he's been honored. You know, he loses two presidential races, but he's, you know, has this built up this very real reputation as a sort of a labor populist. He leaves Congress and he is now one of the wealthiest lobbyists for gold, for banks, for the financial industry, for the healthcare industry, et cetera, et cetera. Now, why is he paid so much? He's paid so much by those industries because they know that he has this image of street credibility as a labor progressive populist. And so now that he's put that on the auction block, he's sold that and now can go out. And so when he goes out and says, hey, we shouldn't have a public option, or hey, we shouldn't have Wall Street reform, he comes with this old credibility of being a labor progressive. You see what I'm saying? So it's the same thing with the Nobel Prize, potentially. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but it offers up the potential where, yes, Obama now can be like, hey, I'm a Nobel Prize winner. I'm a Nobel Peace Prize winner. So if I can escalate in Iraq or Afghanistan, and I can't really be as criticized for that because, hey, I'm a Nobel Peace Prize winner, right? That's the danger here, is that when you give away an image or an honor or really a credential without making people earn it, it can then be corrupted for very bad means. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but you're right to bring that up. It certainly could. Hey, thanks for the call. B in Aurora. B, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
Yeah, in response to the Nobel, I like the president. I'm not a particular fangirl, but the committee, I just called to say that I do believe that the committee does have a history of granting the award in order to promote and support an idea. They did specifically cite his
nuclear outreach, disarmament, yeah.
Yeah, and his outreach to the Muslim community. And I think you're indulging in just a bit of sophistry to keep focusing on the nomination date and not, in fact,
well, okay, well, you could focus on the nomination date. You could focus on the fact that this is an administration that is prosecuting one war that the international community says is illegal and another war. I'm just saying there's a number of things that make this pretty weird. One, first and foremost is that he's been president for 11 days between when the awards were nominated and what
they weren't decided until likely much more recently.
Yeah, but I understand that, but but that's not the way it works. It's like the Academy Awards, right? The Academy Awards only looks at a certain time period. They give out the award for a certain given time period. The time period was not during his presidency. The time period was everything up until February 1st. That's why it's not actually a small detail. Right. I mean, the Nobel Prize award is being given for the time period that only includes 11 days of Barack Obama's presidency.
If you do look at the history of the, you know, the grantees, you will see that they do have a history of exhortation.
I'm not saying this is what I'm saying, though. I'm not saying that this is a a reflection of anything that Obama has done bad. I'm not blaming Barack Obama here. And I'm not even blaming...
I'm not saying that. I'm clarifying the...
Right, and I understand that. I'm not even saying that there's not some kind of rationale. You're right. That's probably what they're trying to do, is encourage him. And I think that, you know, I guess there's some value in that. My issue is, I think people should have to earn things before they're granted awards, before they're granted credentials. That's what's key here. You don't want to give away a credential, say somebody is an expert, effectively, on something, without making them earn that, because then it can be corrupted. You just heard the last caller make a very good point. Does this allow Barack Obama to escalate the war in Afghanistan and use the Nobel Peace Prize as a political shield? I mean, that's a very real question. B, thanks for the call. 734 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, Glenn Greenwald of Salon.com will talk a little bit about the Patriot Act. I will ask him about the Nobel Peace Prize. He's done a lot of reporting on Afghanistan. You probably know his work at Salon.com. So we'll talk to him. We'll take more of your calls, 303-713-7600, if you want to get in on the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Did Barack Obama deserve the Nobel Peace Prize? I say absolutely not. I say it's a frickin' joke. But no disrespect to the president. It's not about him. It's about the Nobel Peace Prize Committee. I think he's doing a pretty decent job on reaching out to the Muslim world and nuclear disarmament. Nobel Peace Prize worthy for 11 days in office? No, I don't think so. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Still a mess out there at I-70 and 225. Ramp from westbound 70 shut down as you're trying to get on southbound 225. Emergency crews investigating a crash there. Chambers, a good spot for you to get off and make your way around that. Also getting reports that they are going to throw some sand down on the approach from eastbound I-70 to northbound to 225. So do look for some delays coming up there. Also see some really heavy jams on 225 right now. Colfax up to Interstate 70. Another accident, five cars involved, westbound I-70 near Tower Road. And also got some patchy ice up in the high country. Do look out on those bridges, ramps, and overpasses around town. It's still pretty slick out there. Forecast, partly cloudy, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, drizzling, a good chance for light snow and a high of 35. Perfect baseball weather, not. On Sunday, mostly cloudy with freezing drizzle and possible flurries, but a high near 45. Our current downtown temperature, 31 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Sick happens. NextCare Urgent Care is the only urgent care in Colorado with conclusive H1N1 testing. NextCare is offering $25 flu shots. Ensure that you and your family are protected this flu season. All major insurance accepted. Walk-ins welcome. Call 1-800-NEXTCARE or visit NextCare.com for information.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme. So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Right now, making smart decisions for your home improvements are more important than ever. And at The Lumber Guy, you'll save 40 to 70% every day over the big box stores. The Lumber Guy is a fix and flipper's dream. And the weekend warriors will be saying, "My other girl is The Lumber Guy." The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
And optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble.
Forgetting names and important information, I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
Let's get out of here, mate. Let's go where the wind flies through our hair and our worries sink to the bottom of the ocean. All you gotta do is think Australian. Come on into Outback Steakhouse, where our menu is filled with mouth-watering dishes, like our signature sirloin, thick and juicy and seared to perfection. Or try it with our tasty grilled shrimp on the barbie, each served with hot fresh bread and our famous sides. With 15 meals under $15 starting at $9.95, you can sail into Outback every day. Live adventurous. Go Outback.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through October 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
7:39 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's still cold out there. Looks like the weather for tomorrow's game, Rockies Phillies game, man, it's going to be brutal. It's going to be brutal. It's supposed to be, what, in the 30s tomorrow for a game, playoff baseball. It's ridiculous. All right, on the line with us now is Glenn Greenwald from Salon.com. He's the author of Howard, A Patriot Act, A Tragic Legacy, his most recent book, Great American Hypocrites. You can find his award-winning blog at www.salon.com/opinion/Greenwald. Glenn, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Hey, David, my pleasure.
So let's just start. We're going to veer off track for 1 second here. Obama winning the Nobel Peace Prize, I'm sure people are going to ask you about this all day. You've been covering both the war in Iraq and the war in Afghanistan. What's your take on just this announcement? Do you think it's a good thing, a bad thing, indifferent? Is it ridiculous? What's your take?
I actually think it's one of the most ludicrous news stories I've seen in for as long as I can remember. I actually, had the reaction when I saw it on the New York Times website that I'm sure many people had, which is that it seemed like it was some sort of onion kind of joke, like it was just some sort of weird gag that got accidentally transposed onto the wrong website. I've been very critical of his presidency and the civil liberties and terrorism areas, but foreign affairs is one area where I think he has done some good things. I mean, he's changed the tone that we use to speak to the world. He has sat down with Iran and attempted to negotiate an end to the conflict for the first time in a long time, and he's shown some good instincts in Latin America and elsewhere. So it's not that he doesn't deserve credit and that he hasn't done some good things in the foreign policy area, but this is somebody who is presiding over two extraordinarily brutal and devastating wars in the Muslim world, and has taken no steps to change that or to end those conflicts. And in fact, in Afghanistan, he has escalated already this year and is considering doing so again, to the point where there are, you can go onto the internet and see the most horrendous photographs of Afghan civilians who have been slaughtered as a result of airstrikes ordered by the person that they just awarded the Nobel Peace Prize to. And on top of that, he has acted to protect Bush officials from the consequences for their war crimes in violation of our treaty obligations. Although he's negotiating with Iran, he's still threatening them with military action, which might be a third war against a Muslim country. And so when you look at the overall record, it's in some sense, you could say that certain things he doesn't deserve blame for, because much of this is he's inherited. But at the same time, he's continued many of these policies that are very opposite of peace, that are literally war policies, and he's threatening to expand them and has expanded them. And so not only is his record devoid of any accomplishments that could lead anyone rational to describe him as a man of peace. His record is actually full of things that are the very antithesis of that. And to see the Nobel Peace Prize awarded to him because a bunch of Europeans are enamored of his image and dazzled by his pretty speeches, I think really demeans the award permanently.
Well, what about the idea, just to play devil's advocate, and I want to just state, I agree with almost everything you said, if not everything you just said, but what about the devil's advocate argument that, hey, the Nobel Prize Committee is trying to encourage him to do more of what they stressed in their award announcement, that they are trying to incentivize him. Now, we had a caller just before you came on who said, well, what's going to, you know, there's two possibilities here. Either the Nobel Prize will encourage him to do better, or he can now, you know, escalate the war in Afghanistan, for instance, and this provides him even some political cover to say, hey, I'm a Nobel Peace Prize winner. And so, you know, I have additional credibility to actually not be all that peaceful. Where do you come down on that?
I agree with that latter point completely. I think that it can go either way. I think he can either take it to heart and think that he's now supposed to be the leader of a peace movement and it might impel him to pursue policies of peace a little bit more enthusiastically, or it could do the opposite, which is, as the caller suggested, as you just described it, make him think, well, look, I'm already a man of peace. I don't need to prove anything in that regard. The world has already recognized me as the Nobel laureate of peace, and so I'm not going to be particularly attentive to criticisms that I'm being too bellicose or too aggressive in my foreign policy. And I think the other aspect of it is, I mean, that has never been the purpose of the Nobel Peace Prize, to encourage people to become more peaceful. I mean, if that's the idea, why not award it to President Ahmadinejad or to leaders of Hamas and Hezbollah to encourage them to become more peaceful also? And the idea of the Nobel Peace Prize has always been to award it to people who at great risk to themselves.
That's a really, really good point. I didn't even think about it that way. That's a fantastic point. Now let's just turn up for a moment here to the Patriot Act, which you've been covering so long and so well. You know, the Zazi investigation is happening right here in part in our community here in Colorado, and we saw a story. It must have been a week and a half ago that mimicked some of the national stories, but it was a front page story in the Denver Post, and it said the headline was that the Zazi investigation and the case proves that the post 9/11 quote unquote reforms, the Patriot Act and other reforms, have worked. Now the story then went on, of course, in the bottom paragraphs to say, well, we don't really have any evidence of that because we don't know much about the details of this. We hear the administration and law enforcement officials saying, hey, the Patriot Act has helped us in this investigation, but they haven't actually provided any details. Since that has come out, that was, again, about a week and a half ago, have we seen any evidence either way that the Zazi investigation either proves that the Patriot Act is really necessary and works, or have we seen no actual evidence and simply more of a politicized effort to use the Zazi investigation to reauthorize the Patriot Act? Is Glenn there? Did we lose him? I think we lost him. Oh, okay. Well, I thought I came up with a good question there. Let's try to get him back just for 1 second here. All right, here's what we're going to do. Why don't we take, you want to take a break? All right, we're not going to take a break. Turk's telling me we're not going to take a break. Here's what we'll do. We'll take a call. We'll take a call on the Nobel Prize because we were talking about that. Let's go to Kevin in North Glen. Kevin, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, hi, Dave.
Hey there.
I think there are a couple things. One is the Nobel Prize has a history, albeit not as big as this, and for awarding prizes to people that I never really felt deserved the prize to begin with. And I think that they try and use people as a figurehead. But another point that I have is I think that people have missed a portion of Barack's platform, which he's had for some time, and really came out on it this summer, and that was opposing Israeli settlements in the West Bank. And I think that he's the first president that I know of who has really tried to step into that conflict as much as he has.
I think that's a fair point. I think that is a fair point. That wasn't in the Nobel Prize committee's message, but I think that's a fair point to make about one of the platforms and one of the hopes I certainly have for him. Good point. Thanks, Kevin. Thanks for the call. All right, we got Glenn Greenwald back. Glenn, you there?
I'm back.
Okay, good. My one last question for you. I turn to the Patriot Act, and I'll make it more brief than I had made it. The Denver Post had said had run a story about a week ago saying that the Patriot Act, that the Zazi investigation proves that the Patriot Act is working. Since then, have we seen any evidence, because that story didn't actually provide any evidence, have we seen any evidence that the Zazi investigation and the prosecution proves that the Patriot Act has worked, or have we only seen a politicized effort to sort of claim that that's what's going on, but without any real evidence?
There is no evidence that the Zazi investigation illustrates that the Patriot Act worked. It's exactly what the Bush administration did whenever there would be a terrorist plot. They would disrupt. They would say, look at the scary thing that we just prevented. See, that proves that torture and warrantless eavesdropping and all other policies work. The effort to reform the Patriot Act has been to tie it to the requirement that the government can prove your link to terrorism before they can start invading your life and surveilling you and getting your records and searching your home without your knowing. The evidence was clear here from the start that Zazi and others were connected potentially to terrorist organizations. And so they had all the tools to investigate and to disrupt this plot without the Patriot Act, and it has very little to do with that. It's just fear-mongering to say terrorism, and therefore we need these powers.
So real quick, does that suggest that the Obama administration, in trying to do this, in trying to both reauthorize the Patriot Act and cite the Zazi investigation as one of the rationales, does that suggest they are doing, or at least embracing, some of the same tactics as the Bush administration?
Well, clearly they wanted the Patriot Act to continue in full and undiluted form. They opposed even the mildest limitations that Russ Feingold and others, including even Arlen Specter, tried to impose on the government's powers to engage in domestic surveillance. And at least privately, through leaks and other things, they did use the Bush tactic of citing the fear generated by terrorist threats like the Zazi case to justify a continuation of these powers, even though the two aren't actually related. And in that regard, I would say it is quite similar. I don't say it's to the same extent of fear-mongering that Bush used, but it's certainly quite similar.
Glenn Greenwald, you can find his work at Salon.com. He is the author of How Would a Patriot Act, A Tragic Legacy, and his most recent book, Great American Hypocrites. Glenn, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, David. You too. My pleasure.
751 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. Here on AM 760, it is going up into the mid-50s today. Tomorrow, snow in the forecast. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Still some problems out there around Denver and Aurora on I-70 both directions. Ramp still shut down from westbound side to southbound 225. Emergency crews investigating a crash there that happened early this morning, the 6 a.m. hour. Now you want to use Havana as an alternate route as these delays go back to Chambers, single-digit speeds. Also a crash westbound I-70 right there at Havana. Accident eastbound 6th Avenue just around Sheridan. See some delays between Federal and Sheridan there. Also got a surface street crash at 45th and Havana, a car versus semi, and another crash on I-25 northbound side at 104th as you're trying to get up towards North Glen. Your forecast today, patchy fog in the morning, becoming partly cloudy but a little warmer. High near 57, right now 32 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
October is National Donut Month, and that means a whole month of eating donuts guilt-free. To help you do it, King Soopers offers more than 50 varieties of donuts made fresh every day. Pick some up on your way to work and bask in the love of your coworkers. Celebrate National Donut Month with King Soopers.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen for the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
New or used, you'll find the best pricing, financing, and service for your Chevy Silverado at Purefoy Chevrolet, the best Chevy dealer in the Denver area. Find us at DenverSilverado.com or SilveradoDenver.com. No matter how you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
This is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
An employer or entrepreneur? Do you spend time growing your business or doing administrative tasks? I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. We handle details of your workforce like payroll, government compliance, workers' compensation, and health insurance. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Discovery Outsourcing at 303-868-5257 or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haulaway, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through October 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Do you know what happens to flood-damaged cars? They're dried out, cleaned up, and resold. You should avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
If it moves against you, then you need to call us at Presidential Brokers to help you with that.
Again, the number is 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Mike is absolutely right. You need a all sorts of contingency plans and strategies. So give the team at Presidential Brokers a call, 303-694-1600. Hey, Mike, stay warm this weekend. Have a great one.
All right, we've got your French press for you, too.
Thanks, man.
See you, buddy.
Does joint pain get in the way of your day? Does pain keep you from doing things you enjoy? If you have hip or knee pain, the pain you feel may be caused by arthritis. A clinical research study is evaluating an investigational drug to see if it can help reduce hip or knee pain from arthritis. You may qualify if you're at least 18, have hip or knee pain, and take medications like Aleve, Naproxen, or Celebrex for your arthritis. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today. Call 1-877-500-4617. That's 1-877-500-4617. 1-877-500-4617. Or visit paintrial.com.
Are you looking for a new mattress? Get more mattress for your money when you shop at Verlo. Check out the incredible tent event this weekend only. That's this October 9th, 10th, and 11th at Verlo Mattress in Boulder and Longmont. Free delivery, free box springs, and queen pillow tops at just $299. Verlo's tent event is this weekend only. No matter what level of mattress you choose, you'll always get a quality handcrafted mattress that's just made for you. Huge savings under the tent this weekend at Verlo in Boulder and Longmont. Don't miss it.
756 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Should Barack Obama have won the Nobel Peace Prize? I think it's a joke. And I'm not even being critical of Obama. I think the Nobel Prize Committee has embarrassed itself. Obama was president for 11 days in the time period it was judging. 11 days? 11 days for a Nobel Peace Prize? It doesn't fly with me. I mean, I think he could ultimately be a president who deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. Absolutely. Does he deserve it now? I don't think so. Pam and Aurora. Pam, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hi there.
A pleasant surprise for me this morning. I'm tickled to death. But it remains to be seen, as you said, you know, what goes on. I just want to say two things. Who was nominated? I think we need to look at the nominees. And at the time of voting, obviously the committee felt that Barack should get it. Number two, I have a couple sons who go to Europe a lot. And they would come back and say, you know, they think the U.S. is in a slow-motion nosedive with Bush. For Barack to conduct the type of campaign that he conducted, for him to win the presidency, has to be taken into consideration. Because when he did, a lot of the world, it was like a big sigh of relief.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. I think the kind of campaign he ran was again, pretty impressive in terms of what he was saying on diplomacy, absolutely. But I also think that he is also overseeing two wars, one of which is illegal in the international community, two wars in the heart of the Muslim world, and people are saying, hey, maybe he hasn't earned it yet. But, you know, we can disagree on that. Hey, Pam, thanks for the call. All right, stick around.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you Audio on Demand on AM 7.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT. 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-230-4029. That's 800-230-4029. 800-230-4029.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. In New York City, it's Hail to the Chief.
I think he's incredible. I think he's awesome. I think he deserves it.
One of the most prestigious honors anyone can receive.
The Nobel Peace Prize is to be awarded to President Barack Obama.
At the Woodrow Wilson Center, scholar Aaron David Miller says giving the president the Nobel Prize at this point puts hope ahead of accomplishments.
Awarding the Nobel is a sign of great international achievement and accomplishment. It seems to me this was quite premature.
A man on the street in Jerusalem agrees.
It's a little premature, and his ideas of peace are a little different than what true peace really is.
But Stephen Hess of the Brookings Institution sees a potential positive.
This does give the president an opportunity, a very special opportunity, to be listened to, even more than when he goes before the United Nations.
The Nobel Committee said it picked the president for initiatives to rid the world of nuclear weapons, ease tensions with the Muslim world, and put cooperation ahead of unilateralism. But CBS's Bob Schieffer tells us the decision may have had something to do with politics.
President Bush was very unpopular in Europe, and it is almost as if this is more a comment on the previous administration than it is on the new one.
President Obama was asleep when the news broke in Oslo, Norway. He'll talk about winning the Nobel Prize 30 minutes from now. Later today, the president will hold another meeting with his top advisors to review strategy on Afghanistan and Pakistan. That meeting could be the first to tackle the troop requests submitted by General Stanley McChrystal. A rocket and a satellite carrying scientific instruments crashed into the lunar surface a little over 2 hours ago, but the live TV signal cut out before it could show a flash of the debris plume. Scientists will examine pictures and data from the satellite for evidence of water that could support human life. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
If you find this on the moon, there's no reason to think it won't be across the solar system. If we ever move out into the solar system with exploration or colonists, that's a big step.
What are school officials to do when youngsters in the lunch line don't have any money? CBS's Steve Cathan tells us it's a growing problem and a tough call.
Four school lunch lines are the scene of that moral dilemma in this bad economy. The School Nutrition Association says some districts have tightened policies allowing two or three free meals or have created payment plans. Many parents are being guided through applications for federal lunch programs. USA Today reports 4,500 students in Des Moines, Iowa owed $133,000 in unpaid meals at the start of the school year, double the amount a year before.
A new CBS News poll finds that 3 out of 4 Americans believe the H1N1 flu virus is a serious threat. CBS's Dr. Jennifer Ashton says they're right to be concerned.
For H1N1, since this virus made its appearance, we've lost about 4 people a day.
But fewer than half the people in the survey said they intend to get the flu vaccine. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead about 22 points. This is CBS News.
It's time to feel the countdown to a coronation. The thunder of the flyby and the roar of the infield. To feel what it's like to taste victory donuts or what it's like to wreck your car and your chances. Feel the goosebumps get bigger and your eyes get wider. Because this is no time for letting up. NASCAR on ESPN. Feel your heart race. The chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup continues with the Pepsi 500 at California. Sunday at 2:30 Eastern on ABC.
Food for thought from Farmers. No one wants to think about all the things that can go wrong. But at Farmers Insurance, that's what we've been doing for the last 80 years. So today, our disaster response team watches weather patterns and developing storms so we can be first on the scene to lend a hand, a strong back, or even just a shoulder. To find an agent near you, visit Farmers.com today for auto, home, small business, and life insurance. And be ready for tomorrow.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM760 local news update. A former FBI witness has pleaded guilty to killing 4 people in Colorado. A Boulder judge sentenced Scott Kimmel to 70 years in prison. He had faced second-degree murder charges in the deaths of his uncle Terry Kimmel and 3 acquaintances who disappeared in 2003 and 2004. Howard Emery is the father of one of the victims.
Since he will not get the death penalty as he deserves, Mr. Kimmel must be locked up for the rest of his life. Only then will society be safe from this evil person.
Kimball was serving 53 years in prison on theft and a variety of other charges. This new sentence will run concurrently with his current term. Terror suspect Najee Bulazizi's father has been indicted for lying to federal authorities. Records from the Colorado Secretary of State's office show the 2 Zazis had obtained business licenses to start their own airport shuttle company. The Zazis got their business licenses in August. Their attorney says all that proves is that the men were trying to better themselves and were law-abiding citizens. Doing business with the state of Colorado could be difficult today. This is a furlough day for 15,000 state workers taking the day off without pay. In sports, the Rockies split with Philadelphia, tying their National League Division playoff series at a game apiece. Now they get 2 games at Coors Field starting tomorrow afternoon. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where, for a Friday morning, it's a very busy commute. We had some problems at 225 and I-70. They've since wrapped up those accidents that had caused closures of the ramps in that area, but it's still going to be a bit sluggish there. We are getting word of a crash. This is westbound I-70 right around Havana. Off to the shoulder, catching a ton of looks, though, so it's going to be heavy as you are making your way up towards I-25. Westbound 76, starting to load up. This is Pecos towards Federal. Speeds are going to drop down into the 30s and 40s there. They're mopping up a crash. Eastbound 6th Avenue east of Sheridan. That did cause some earlier slowdowns as you're coming in from Lakewood. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day, but a little bit chilly with a high of only around 55, 56 degrees. Chance of seeing some snow in the overnight. Low dropping down to 25, currently 32. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are you heading out to buy a used car this weekend? You can find a great deal, but you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the...
Right now, making smart decisions for your home improvements are more important than ever. And at The Lumber Guy, you'll save 40 to 70% every day over the big box stores. The Lumber Guy is a fix and flipper's dream. And the weekend warriors will be saying, my other girl is The Lumber Guy. The Lumber Guy's easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
I want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
807 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. I don't know if you heard that in the national news. There was a really, really interesting, and probably the media didn't even catch it, But in that national news rundown, there was a really, really telling segment. It was really kind of funny and sad at the same time. You heard the piece about the Nobel Prize award, the Nobel Peace Prize award, to going to President Obama. And then the next story right after that was President Obama's going to make a speech about, or make some comments about winning the Nobel Prize, and then immediately go into a meeting considering a massive troop escalation in Afghanistan. Now, you want to talk about why I think it's a joke, and really that's the right word, a joke, that Obama wins the Nobel Peace Prize. That just about says it all. And I want to be clear, this is not a criticism of Barack Obama. You know, I think Barack Obama's got a tough decision to make in Afghanistan. I think he is a president who's presiding over two wars in the heart of the Muslim world. He has made he made a great speech in Cairo. He has made some good speeches on nuclear disarmament. But he was president for 11 days in the time period that the Nobel Committee was judging. He's presiding over two wars in the heart of the Muslim world. He's considering a massive troop escalation in Afghanistan. To give him a Nobel Peace Prize is preposterous. It's absurd. It doesn't make any substantive sense. And I think Glenn Greenwald, our last guest from Salon, made a very, very good point. He said, well, look, if the award is given to people to encourage them to push for peace, then why not give it to Ahmadinejad? Why not give it to some brutal dictator who's doing something terrible to encourage them to stop doing something terrible? I'm not saying Obama's Ahmadinejad, but my point here is only that the whole we got to give it to people to encourage them rationale, that makes no sense. That doesn't make any sense at all. Right? Idi Amin? Why don't we give him the Nobel Peace Prize to encourage him to be more peaceful when he was in office? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Really, I mean, that's just a sycophant argument. I think this is really kind of indefensible. Is it the worst thing in the world? No. But, I mean, if you're really going to say that Barack Obama deserved this, I mean, come on. I mean, come on. We can disagree, but I can't even see a rationale to say that he deserved this. It's just ridiculous. Now, I heard Bob Schieffer from CBS say, well, maybe this is Europe giving the big middle finger to Bush. Maybe this has less to do with Obama and more a rebuke of Bush and Cheney and Bush and Cheneyism. Now, I guess that's possible. But it still doesn't make any sense to me. It just doesn't make it makes a mockery of the Nobel Committee. And an earlier caller made a very, very good point. It also there's a little bit of danger here in the sense that if you give somebody an honor, a credential, because that's what the Nobel Peace Prize is, a credential. It says that Barack Obama is an authority. He speaks from a position of authority as a peacemaker. If you give that to somebody who has not earned it, then the credential can be used to justify exactly the opposite of what the credential is about. So, for instance, Obama can escalate the war in Afghanistan and use the Nobel Prize as a political shield, saying, hey, look, I don't need to be lectured on peace. I'm a Nobel Peace Prize winner. I can escalate the war in Afghanistan. Now I've got this, you know, this shield that covers my flank, if you will, my political flank. I can use it to say, hey, you can't criticize me for not being a peacemaker. I'm a Nobel Peace Prize winner. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Marcus in Denver. Marcus, you're on AM 760.
Marcus?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I love this show because you really broadened my mind, and I kind of agree with you as a joke, but there's another little twist to it because he represents America, and I think America is trying for peace as best as they can, and they give it to the guy that represents America the most. That's kind of how I feel about it.
So you think it's a bigger symbolism. It's not him. It's to America.
That's what I feel like.
All right. I mean, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
All right.
Sonia in Denver. Sonia, you're on AM 760.
Yes, Dave. I have to disagree with you today. I think I'm an African American, and I'm looking at it from a different angle. Not only the fact that he's reached out and extended the olive branch to our enemies and basically has changed the complexion of the way the world views us, and the thing about Bush and all. I think between the lines, what the committee was saying was that Obama's a black man that won the presidency in one of the most racist countries in the world, and that that was the diplomacy. That was kind of the peace that he has the potential. The reason why you wouldn't give it to Ahmadinejad or, Amin or some of the other guys is that they haven't shown potential to even look in that direction. They aren't even trying. And so what Obama did was he built a coalition of every color, every social status, every culture, and even every political party, people from every political background.
Sonia, I agree. I would be much more comfortable if the Nobel Prize's statement of award had said all that. I would have been much more comfortable, because you're making a very good case for why Barack Obama should win the award on the grounds that you've stated. I'm not sure I would completely agree with it if it was awarded to him on those grounds, but it wasn't awarded to him on those grounds. So in other words, you've made a good reason, a good case for awarding, for giving him an award based on a whole series of criteria that wasn't the basis for the award. And that's actually my biggest problem with this, which is the basis for the award is that he's reached out or that he's building peace in the Muslim world. It's undeniable that he is a president overseeing two wars in the middle of the Muslim world. One war, which is illegal in international law. So, if I wish you were on the Nobel Prize Committee, I wish you were on the Nobel Prize Committee, or at least the person who wrote the reason for giving him the award, because if he was given the award as somebody who has actually created or helped create or been a symbol of creating more a better dialogue on race, for instance, and on the divisions in this country, that's a whole different thing. And I think that's a much more valid case than saying that the president of an administration that's prosecuting two wars in the middle of the Muslim world should get the Nobel Peace Prize for building peace in the Muslim world. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why I say it's between the lines, because and like Schieffer was saying, it's kind of like you were saying, it's kind of giving the finger to the Bush administration, in the fact that he's the opposite, the antithesis of what the Bush administration represented. So I think they were saying this guy represents what we're looking for. He's making an effort. He's trying. The fact that he is, considering increasing troops and that type of thing in Afghanistan, and we're still in Iraq, we're slowly coming out of Iraq. I think that there are things going on that we don't know about that he has to consider.
Yeah, so, I mean, I want to be able to read between the lines. I mean, I do, but the message is pretty explicit, and I'll just say once again, I would have been a lot more comfortable if you, Sonia, would have been on the Nobel Prize Committee and the Nobel Prize, the Nobel Peace Prize Award had been awarded to him on exactly the grounds that you state. Hey, Sonia, thanks so much for the call. Roland in Arvada. Roland, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I first of all, want to disagree with you, and I wanted to make a statement that he didn't start these two wars, and he's against these wars. Let me ask you a question.
Wait, hold on a minute. What'd you just, you cut out. The last part, you said he's against these two wars?
He's against these two wars. He didn't vote for them, but now he's the president. Let me ask you a question.
He's not against the Afghanistan war. He campaigned. Okay. He campaigned in support of escalating in Afghanistan.
He
campaigned in support of escalating the war in Afghanistan. So he's not against these two wars.
All right. He did not send the troops in. He did probably, if he was president at the time, he would not have done Afghanistan the way Bush did. He would have got in there, got it done, got it over, went after the guy that bombed our that destroyed our World Trade Center. But let me ask you a question. Nixon, did he end the Vietnam War?
No. Well, yes. Yes, he drew down the Vietnam War. Yes, that's right.
Okay. And in order to do that, what did he do when he first got in office? He escalated it to a point where the peace talks went on.
Now you're revising a little bit of history here. Nixon ultimately ended the Vietnam War, but Nixon was Nixon was no great crusader against the Vietnam War. He was almost forced. I mean, there was almost there were domestic riots in the street before he started ending that war.
And he was elected, and part of his campaign was he was going to end the war in Vietnam. I know that. I was there.
Well, I know he campaigned, but he then escalated. I mean, but my only point to you is that history does not look at Richard Nixon, and appropriately so. It does not look at Richard Nixon as some great peacemaker.
And I don't think he's a great peacemaker either.
Okay, so that's all I'm saying. My point is, here's my point. I think if you can agree with that, then you can agree that Richard Nixon didn't deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. Let me make an even more particular point.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Nixon did not deserve the Nobel Peace Prize, especially when he was in the process of considering and ultimately going forward with an escalation in Vietnam. You could have made the case that maybe he could have been considered for it when he ended the war. But you see my point?
I see your point, but I'm saying, do you see my point? Before he got us out of there, he escalated. Obama would have came into office and would have just totally taken our troops out of Afghanistan, out of Iraq. That would have been devastation.
That's a separate debate.
About.
That is a separate debate. That's right. I don't think
because
he deserves it.
But you keep saying he doesn't deserve it because he has two wars going. He's in the
that's
process.
That's exactly right. He does not. Wait a minute now. Now hang on a second. Now you're talking in circles. You just said you agreed that Richard Nixon didn't deserve the Nobel Peace Prize in general or in particular when he was considering escalating the war in Vietnam. I'm saying Barack Obama doesn't deserve the Nobel Peace Prize at the almost precisely the exact same point in his presidency. Will he ultimately deserve it? Perhaps. I sure hope so. Does he deserve it right now? Absolutely not. And frankly, Roland, you just agreed with that.
What I said about Nixon, my point with the Nixon is that he escalated it in order to
I understand that. You're mixing two different things. You are mixing two different things. The question is this. Will Obama ultimately end the Iraq and Afghanistan war?
Yes,
I hope so. Hold on. I hope so. I sure hope so. I'm glad you're so confident. You have no basis to be confident when he's considering escalating the Afghanistan war. In the CBS News update we just heard, he's going to go from his speech about the Nobel Peace Prize to a discussion with his cabinet about escalating Vietnam. Afghanistan. I'm glad you're so confident. I'm glad you're a sycophant. Okay? But you just agreed. The question here this morning, I love this when callers call in and they try to change the debate. The question is whether he deserved the Nobel Peace Prize today, right now, with two wars in the heart of the Muslim world that he is prosecuting and he is considering escalating. And you just said that a president like Nixon, who was considering escalating the Vietnam War, did not deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. So try not to be a sycophant. Okay? Try not to be blinded by your partisan love for the Democrat in office and try to be honest.
Try to look at the world in honest terms. If Nixon didn't deserve the Nobel Peace Prize when he was considering escalating the Vietnam War, then Barack Obama, by that same measure, does not deserve the Nobel Peace Prize when considering escalating the Afghanistan War. Thanks for the call. 822, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Traffic is starting to improve a little bit around that nasty situation from this morning around westbound I-70. Still got some really slow speeds, though, as you're traveling westbound from Chambers to 225. Also eastbounders behind from Federal to 25. And got a new crash. Right lane blocked southbound I-25 at Evans. Those delays go back past Colorado Boulevard. Now approaching DU there at University. Also got an accident on the ramp from northbound I-25 to 104th. And a car versus semi at 45th and Havana. Forecast partly cloudy with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow drizzle and a good chance for light snow and a high of 35. And on Sunday mostly cloudy, freezing drizzle and possible flurries, but a high near 45 degrees. Our current downtown temperature is 33 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Independence, financial stability, integrity. That's it.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen for the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
We're always there. Spur the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
This is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105, and online at www.solaripsi.com.
Online, free delivery, free box springs, and queen pillow tops at just $299. Verlo's tent event is this weekend only. No matter what level of mattress you choose, you'll always get a quality handcrafted mattress that's just made for you. Huge savings under the tent this weekend at Verlo in Boulder and Longmont. Don't miss it.
AM 760 has the Jay Marvin Show mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
My brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes, evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
As you can tell, the thing that pisses me off more than anything in this world is willful ignorance, is people who can't see past their own partisanship. It just makes me sick. I hope listeners understand that it is my major pet peeve in life for people who allow their partisan ideology, their partisan loyalties, whether on the right or the left,
their loyalty to a particular political party or a particular candidate in a cult of personality kind of way to blind them to actual facts and actual objectivity and honesty. You can't have one standard for Republicans and another standard for Democrats. You can't have one standard for Richard Nixon and another standard for Barack Obama unless you're dishonest. You can't. And I just hope you understand that. That's where I'm coming from. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you're a sycophant. Maybe you're a cultist. Maybe you think whatever Barack Obama does, if he escalates the war in Afghanistan, that means he's a peaceful man. You're allowed to be in that fantasy world. But at least here on this show, in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo, we try to value fact. We try to value a single standard of objectivity. We don't. I'm not a fan of double standards. 303-713-7600. Does Obama deserve the Nobel Peace Prize? I don't think so. I think it's less of a commentary saying that. It's less of a commentary on him than it is on the Nobel Prize Committee. I think a guy who's prosecuting two wars in the heart of the Muslim world, who was president for 11 days in the time period that the Nobel Prize Committee was judging, a guy who's potentially going to escalate a war in Afghanistan, does not deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. And I don't think the idea that giving him a prize to encourage him is a good rationale. It doesn't make any sense, because then why would you give it to Ahmadinejad? Why wouldn't you give it to Hamas if you want to just use it as a way to encourage people? What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll go to Michael in Arvada. Michael, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, Dave, thanks. There's some things here. Were there stated grounds? Are you saying did the
yes.
committee make a statement as to the basis for their decision?
Yes, it did. It said that they. I don't have it right in front of me, but it was about his outreach to the Muslim world and his speech about nuclear non-proliferation.
Okay. Well, I mean, I agree with you. I think it's premature.
Yeah, that's the point. That's the major point here.
Yeah, I do. I agree with you. I think that even on that basis, it's a bit thin. And
well, I think on the Muslim world stuff. I mean, look, he gave a great speech in Cairo, but again, he's still administering. He's the head of an administration that is prosecuting two wars in the heart of the Muslim world.
Right.
One of those wars, he's considering escalating.
I know. You've been making that point this morning, and I understand your point. What I would like to suggest, though, in reference to that is, and one of your other callers said this as well, is he didn't initiate these two wars, and there is a question as to what is the most practical, I don't know, most realistic way of getting out of those wars.
I agree, but those are two separate issues, right? You have the what should he do to get out of the wars? Is he serious about getting out of the wars, or is he going to escalate a war, or is the escalation some super secret plan to actually get us out? I mean, that's one debate, okay? And then there's the debate. The separate question is, based on what he has done, does he deserve the Nobel Peace Prize?
I agree.
Right?
Okay,
those are two separate issues. Now, if you want to talk about the first question, what's he going to do? What should he do? I would only say this. Right, and I think Richard Nixon himself taught this. Richard Nixon escalated the Vietnam War, and thousands and thousands and thousands of people died.
Correct.
And the idea that he's some sort of great peacemaker because he ultimately was forced by public pressure to ultimately get us out after he had escalated it, I don't buy that it was some super secret great peacemaking plan to effectively burn the village down to save it. That's what escalating a war is if you try to couch it as I escalated it to end it. I don't buy that. Right. So my only point here is, if you're against the Afghanistan war, and we'll discuss this in later days when this happens. But if you're against the Afghanistan war, I would just like to throw out there a suggestion to folks that I think you're absolutely crazy. I'm not saying you're saying this, Michael. I'm saying in general, I think you're absolutely crazy and blinded by partisan sycophancy. If you're going to say that if Obama escalates the war, he's doing it because he's against the war,
Right? I know that's what's coming down the pike from some liberals. Oh, he's escalating it because he wants to end it. I would respectfully say you've got thousands and thousands and thousands of people who died when Richard Nixon did exactly that in Vietnam. And Richard Nixon is not remembered as some sort of peacemaker. So I would only ask that people hold Obama to the same standards that we have held other presidents. Michael, thanks for the call. 832 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Still pretty gnarly coming northbound on I-20, or southbound on I-25, rather. Got a crash in between Evans and Yale. It's near the right-hand lane. Looks like two cars involved. But those jams kick in between the Narrows and University. Also got some really slow speeds eastbound 6th Avenue, Federal to 25. Stop and go there. Also accidents on the ramp from northbound I-25 to 104th. Carver's semi at 45th in Havana. And a new crash at Monaco and Jewell. Your forecast, patchy fog in the morning, becoming partly cloudy. But going to be a little warmer than yesterday. A high near 57. Right now, 35 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Tired of little value burgers that don't fill you up? Stop into Good Times today and get a hot and fresh $1.99 Good Times Deluxe Burger made with 100% all-natural Angus beef. It's a full-size burger for just $1.99, and it's only at Good Times.
Mario Solis Marriage. TGIV. Today.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105, and online at www.solaripS.com.
The best just got better. That's right. Comcast delivers the most live sports anywhere. And now through October 11th, we'll give you $150 cash back when you order a qualified plan. Go ahead. Get the best HD picture quality and an all-star lineup of sports programming. Now including NFL Network, NBA TV, NHL Network, MLB Network, versus the Golf Channel and more. And don't miss NFL Red Zone. Well, you'll catch every touchdown from every game every Sunday afternoon. Stay connected with blazing fast access to over 3,500 live games on ESPN360.com with Comcast.net. Let Comcast bring you the most immersive live sports experience around. To get the most live sports and $150 cash back, order a qualified plan now through October 11th. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com/150cashback.
Limited to residential customers meeting applicability criteria. 2-year contract required. Early termination fees apply. HD picture quality rating excludes programming filmed in 1080p. All trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
A damaged car is like a ticking time bomb. Airbags don't work, and the car's electrical systems are rusting away. Avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme.
So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards. Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The greatest film saga of all time. And the greatest film music ever composed come together in a spectacular live event. Star Wars in concert. A full symphony orchestra, massive high-def screens, original movie props. Sunday, October 18th at 2 and 7 p.m. in Pepsi Center.
Get tickets now at Pepsi Center box office, TicketHorse.com, or by phone. Star Wars in Concert, produced by AEG Live and Lucasfilm.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Speaking of prizes, on the line with us now, two Coloradans who just won a pretty big prize, Tim Bauer and Nathan Lorenz from EnviroFit International. They were recently named one of Time Magazine's Green Heroes, and they are taking on the global indoor air pollution problem head on by they've designed and engineered a clean cook stoves to underserved global markets. We wanted to just have them on to discuss what they've been doing, because it was a really big honor. Congratulations to you both. All right, tell us, you know, when you hear about a clean cook stove, I think of, like, going camping, and it's, you know, it's hard to imagine that these contribute so much to air pollution, that they contribute so much to poisoning people. Tell us the scope of the problem you were trying to address when you developed this product.
You know, Jay, I think you're right. Most of us think of kind of a campfire when we think of what these stoves are replacing, and that's pretty accurate. I mean, about half the world's population, 3 billion people, got up this morning and essentially cooked their breakfast on a campfire, and it's kind of hard for us to imagine that, but it occurs all over the world. I mean, you have over 2 million tons of biomass burned daily in these cook stoves, with over half the world's population using them.
So is the problem that you were addressing by developing this product, was it what the stoves are burning, or is it how they're cooking what they're cooking?
You know, it's more of how the stove is burning the wood. We really don't try to change the fuel. We don't try to change the cooking habits greatly, because cooking habits are something that's really ingrained in the culture. And if you try to change those drastically, you know, a lot of programs haven't had success doing that. What we try to do is essentially use technology similar to a carburetor in your car to control the way the air and the fuel mixes in the stove. By doing that, you can get a much cleaner, more efficient combustion of the fuel.
So when I'm cooking in my house, right, I've got a regular stove. I'm not much of a cook. Last night I made, like, spaghetti, one step up from ramen. What's different about... or what's cleaner about what's going on in a typical American stove than what has been going on in the developing world?
Well, most American stoves, you're either going to have propane, natural gas, or electricity. All those are pretty refined control fuels that go through that work on a very controlled, mass-produced product. In these cases, it is literally like you're burning on a campfire. You get the wood locally. Sometimes it's wet. You have essentially three rocks that you set a pot on, and then you build a fire underneath it. So it's a very uncontrolled combustion that takes place, and that results in a lot of carbon monoxide coming out of the combustion, as well as a lot of particulate matter.
Now, I'm reading here in the Time magazine piece, and again, on the line with us is Nathan Lorenz and Tim Bauer. They are they were just named Time magazine's Green Heroes, a big award, and it sounds like deservedly so, as opposed to our discussion about the Nobel Prize. I don't want to politicize that or drag that into this, but it says in this Time magazine piece that the stoves that your product was replacing has been blamed for killing, and this is just a shocking number, 1.6 million people every year, more than 85% of them women or children. I mean, 1.6 million people being killed by, I guess, using either campfires or bad kinds of stoving. That is a shocking, shocking number. When you started developing this product, did you have any idea how big a problem this was, or was the? I mean, how? What was the germination of this?
Jay, that's an interesting question. I think it is hard to really, you know, fathom the true scope of the problem. But when you, you know, as an engineer, I think we took it down to the energy level and said, you know, look, if you're really burning 2 million tons of biomass a day, and you're doing that on half the world's population, you know, you can easily see how the pollution can drastically affect people's lives. but it's sort of a downward spiral, right? I mean, as soon as you're, you know, women and children are disproportionately affected, but, you know, your immune system takes a beating, your daily output takes a beating, everything in your life is affected from, you know, breathing dirty air when you're just trying to get up and cook yourself breakfast. So it's really a downward spiral, and I think that's where, you know, when we started, I don't think we had a true understanding of that sort of impact on the daily lives of people. When you stand back and look at people that are buying biomass, not just gathering, but they're, you know, they don't have time to gather, so they pay for it, this can be up to 60% of the household income from buying biomass on a monthly basis.
It's like it's really amazing. Now, where can folks, if they want to take a look at the stove that you've developed at EnviroFit, where can they find it? What's the web address?
It's www.enviro.enviro.fit, ENVIROFIT.org.
So it's EnviroFit.org. Now, I just got to ask before we get out of here, how big an award is this award, this Time Magazine notoriety? Are you going to be able to use it to get the message out? I mean, what kind of boost do you think you're going to see? And I of course should also ask, what can folks do to help get the word out about this kind of technology? I mean, if 1.5 million people are dying every year because of the problem that you're addressing, I mean, is the problem that you're facing or the challenge that you're facing now less technological and just getting the word out?
Yeah, I think the problem even more focused is I think we've come to market with a very robust mass producible technology. We can produce these products at scale and deliver to any point in the world. The issue is tapping into sales networks and sales channels to where we can distribute these stoves effectively and quickly, or products like this. I mean, EnviroFit is not just a stoves company; we are a product company, and we look for technology solutions that benefit people and have some sort of financial benefit. But, you know, so what we're looking for and what we're hoping we can leverage this award from, which, by the way, is a huge honor, and we're very excited, is to find and tap into sales networks and retail channels that we can get these stoves into people's hands who really need them.
Again, it's EnviroFit, ENVIROFIT, .com. I'm sorry, .org,
right.
EnviroFit.org. Tim Bauer and Nathan Lorenz, they were the winners of Time Magazine's Green Heroes Award for developing a smokeless stove. And it's again, these numbers are just shocking. I mean, you say, oh, you developed a stove, people are like, oh, you know, wow, right? Who really cares? But I mean, no offense to you guys, but it sounds really mundane, right? And then you hear the numbers about how because so much of the developing world does not have modern stoves, 1.6 million people die every year from, as you said, exposure to smoke inhalation, toxins, et cetera, et cetera. So a real congratulations to you guys. This is a really big award. This is you've developed something that is really, really addressing a problem. And I just want to particularly congratulate you because it's a problem that doesn't seem so sexy, that doesn't seem so glamorous to address. And so going into an issue like that as sort of one of the corners that's not really looked at, I know how tough that can be. I just want to congratulate you both. Thanks very much for taking the time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jay.
8:45 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. We're going to go back to the phones now and talk about the Nobel Prize. And we just had on two people who, as I said, really did deserve the award that they got from Time Magazine. And I just, when we're talking about awards, they earned it, right? They did something, they earned it. This whole thing with the Nobel Prize, the value of giving away an award for peace to President Obama, who was in office for 11 days in the time period that the Nobel Committee was judging, I think it's a travesty. I think it's a travesty. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Rich and Longmont. Rich, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, David, I agree with you. I don't understand why they gave him the prize after 11 days. My only hope is maybe this will help to motivate him to end the wars, or at least to keep him from escalating them, which is sort of a defensive position, but I agree with you.
Yeah, I mean, what about the idea, Rich, that
that it could motivate him, but it could also be used by him and by the administration as a political shield. The idea that, hey, we're going to escalate the war in Afghanistan, and the anti-war movement can't really criticize me for that. I'm a Nobel Peace Prize winner.
Well, I think that's a stretch, Dave. I mean, you know, here the guy won the Nobel Prize. It's almost like this is something that he could fall back on against the right wing when they criticize him if he, you know, decided to end the war. You know, look, the world agrees with me, and I'm a Nobel Peace Prize winner, and I should act the part.
All right. I mean, you know, there's no right or wrong in that question. So you think he's gonna if anything, this will either do nothing or it will has a better chance of incentivizing him to do the right thing.
I would say it would have a better chance, but I'm like you. It's just an educated guess. I don't know. Why doesn't he end the wars right now? I mean, why do we stay there? What's to be gained? I don't understand this.
That's an important question, and those are the questions that aren't answered. And I think that, again, I don't want to harp on it too much, but in the CBS News update right at the top of the 8 a.m. hour, they did it was just amazing. And sometimes the things that happen kind of randomly tell you the most, right? And you hear the story about he's going to address winning the Nobel Peace Prize, and then immediately from there, he is going to go into a meeting about escalating the war in Afghanistan. I mean, that to me is like, how do you give a how do you do it?
You're 100% correct, but maybe after, you know, talking about the Nobel Peace Prize, he might go in there and say, look, you know, we're not going to escalate this war, which is at least a start.
Yeah, no, I agree, and you and I are both hoping for that. I mean, I guess the one thing to watch out for, and I think this is important, is that you're going to see the right wing in the country. Rush Limbaugh's, Glenn Beck's are going to try to criticize the Nobel Prize committee as, you know, sort of given away by pacifist Europeans, right? They're going to try to caricature the Nobel Prize in a political effort to make sure that Obama can't use it as a justification to pursue more peaceful, less neoconservative foreign policy, right? So it's a delicate balance here. I'm criticizing the Nobel Peace Prize Committee for giving away something that should be more about results in terms of peace. I think they've made a mockery of that. The criticism from the right, my guess, will be not only the whole thing about Obama didn't deserve it, but they will say it is given to him by a bunch of pacifist, socialists, ultra-leftist radicals, which, of course, is a complete caricature, right? Because if they're giving it to a guy who is administering two wars in the heart of the Muslim world, they're not exactly pacifists. But what the right will do is try to caricature the Nobel Committee in a different way, and they will say, you know, the Nobel Prize Committee is basically a bunch of hippies, a bunch of, you know, European socialist hippies, in an attempt so that Obama, if he tries to go the right way, as you said, if he tries to say, hey, look, I just got the Nobel Peace Prize, I should probably try to draw down the war in Afghanistan, probably try to do some pretty new things, some pretty good things, they're going to try to create a situation where he can't use the Nobel, that to do that would be to align himself with the caricature of the Nobel Committee as something pacifistic and bad. So it's a very interesting political dynamic. Hey, thanks for the call. 850 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, still struggling, trying to get towards the tech center from basically DU. Got a crash on the southbound side of I-25 near Evans. It's actually after Evans, a little closer to Yale on the right-hand shoulder. But those jams kick in back around Broadway. Also, a vehicle fire northbound 285 near Indian Hills. That's catching some looks. Other crashes around town in the cleanup phase, car versus semi at 45th and Havana. Another one at Monaco and Jewel, and the new one at Federal and Yale. The forecast, partly cloudy, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, some drizzle and good chance for light snow and a high of 35. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with freezing drizzle and possible flurries, but a high near 45, so a little bit warmer. Our current downtown temperature is 35 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Your smile says so much about you, whether on a date, at school, or an important job interview. Make sure yours is perfect with an affordable dental plan from Perfect Teeth for as little as $6.25 per month. Visit or call a Perfect Teeth location near you today.
Comcast is giving you the hunt.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. Now it's at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
The incredible variety of Pandora charms allows you to create a bracelet that is a very personal history of your unforgettable moments. And Jared has an outstanding Pandora selection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on October 9th and 10th and get a Susan G. Komen For the Cure tote bag free with each $150 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105. And online at www.solaripsi.com.
This is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Out of debt, I have the system that will help you take charge of your life and have more money.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-701-5890. That's 888-701-5890. 888-701-5890.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are, and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
So some people have asked, who are the other nominees for the Nobel Peace Prize? The Nobel Committee does not release that list. However, the AP had run a story a couple hours ago before the award saying the Chinese dissidents are leading the odds of winning the Nobel Peace Prize this year, the 20th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre and the 60th since the establishment of the People's Republic of China. It lists a number of Chinese dissidents who have been courageously speaking out against the Chinese government. They've been imprisoned. They've gotten out. They've spoken out, been put in prison again. So that's just an example of the people who are on the list. I'm also reading here
won. Another potential nominee was a person named Piedad Cordoba, a senator and leaders of Colombians for Peace, an organization whose aim has been to facilitate peace negotiations between the Colombian government and the country's FARC guerrillas. So that's another serious, and they've had some success. That's some more, that gives you a sense of who has been up for this Nobel Peace Prize. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to, let's see who's been holding the longest. Let's go to Blanche in Aurora. Blanche, you're on AM 760.
Hello there. And what you just said just now just really reinforced my thinking. Those people did courageous things and were trying to effect change in their circumstances for their own country. Here's a man who is in a position to effect change on a global basis, and has already demonstrated that. But let me say that for the first time, and I've been listening to you when you sat in for Jay, this is the first time I've ever heard you give a discourse that really was not positive or balanced, and I mean the first time ever you've used words like travesty, mockery, things like that, and in that tone. But let me say that on behalf of being a citizen of this world and a member of my family, I think it's fabulous for my country, for the world, for the possibilities.
Well, that's...
Wait, let me finish.
Ma, we got to go. We got to go. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. I hate to cut you off, but we got to get to a news update. And I think it is a travesty. You may not. You're entitled to that opinion. I think my opinion's balanced. I think somebody who's heading up two wars in the middle of the Muslim world does not deserve a Nobel Peace Prize for reaching out to the Muslim world. Thanks for your call.
Hey, it's Tom Harbin, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on...
When you're protected by Identity Guard, we'll help you actively oversee your overexposed identity, and you'll feel safer than you've ever felt before.
It's like my identity is swaddled in bubble wrap, then surrounded in marshmallows, which is in an armored car inside a bank vault.
With Identity Guard, you'll be able to see your important financial and personal records in just a few clicks.
If I want to click on a suspicious-looking email, that's what I'm going to do.
And if anything seems amiss, you can count on the Identity Guard professional response team to be there for you. And our $1 million loss insurance.
I feel so safe, I'm going to share my Social Security number with the world.
Actually, that's a really stupid idea.
Identity management that comes with that toasty, all wrapped up in a snuggy feeling. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
Hard right for you? Visit goldforbusiness.com and hear both sides of the story from established business owners. Then decide for yourself.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young.
I think it's thrilling that President Barack Obama has been awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. I think it's...
Former Vice President Al Gore himself, the 2007 winner of the Peace Prize, on this morning's surprise announcement from Oslo. Mr. Obama got a wake-up call from his press secretary, and he's about to deliver his first public reaction to being chosen. He's expected to say he is accepting the prize on behalf of the whole country. Nuclear disarmament advocate Joseph Cerincione says the prize should help the president press toward his goal of a world free of nuclear weapons.
It's a gift that keeps on giving. He'll get to enjoy the publicity of it both today and over the weekend, and then again when he accepts the prize in Oslo.
And the White House has announced that Mr. Obama will attend the award ceremony. Mission accomplished in space.
The shepherding spacecraft has hit the surface of the moon, and this marks the end of the L-Cross flight mission.
The announcement from NASA control this morning after a rocket smashed into the moon's south pole at twice the speed of a bullet, followed by a probe that flew through the debris, hoping to detect any sign of water. That would be important for establishing a lunar colony, says CBS News correspondent Peter King.
The presence of large amounts of water ice on the moon could open the doors to long-term exploration there. Water, of course, could be used for growing things, drinking. You could extract breathing oxygen and even make rocket fuel from water. And if humans are ever going to settle there and use the moon as a jumping-off point for other places in the universe, water would make it a lot easier.
It was the work of a suspected suicide bomber. At least 49 people killed and more than 100 wounded in an attack in the northwestern city of Peshawar. Pakistan TV reporter Sarkat Katak on the scene says the blast was extremely powerful.
I can see buses overturned and different vehicles completely destroyed. A lot of policemen have cornered off the spot and they are now investigating.
Well, the worst of the flu season is looming. Will most Americans heed the advice of health officials and get an H1N1 shot? Director of Survey Sarah Dutton says a CBS News poll has found less than half those asked plan to do it.
46% of Americans overall say that they're likely to get vaccinated against the H1N1 flu. That includes only 28% who say they're very likely to do so.
Well, Olympic officials have given the green light approving the addition of rugby and golf to the Rio Games. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman with the story.
In 2016, you will hear sounds like this at the Summer Olympics. The International Olympic Committee has approved making golf part of the Olympics starting in Rio de Janeiro. Olympic historian David Walachinsky says officials would very much like one particular golfer to be there.
I think that the International Olympic Committee would love to have Tiger Woods in the Olympics.
Tiger Woods has said he would like to take part in the Olympics in 2016. He will be 40 years old. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
And on Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 32 points. This is CBS News.
If you haven't thought about your car's battery in a while, don't wait until the dead of winter to do so. Head over to Advance Auto Parts. They know all about freezing temperatures and what they can do to a battery. One conversation with an Advance Pro could be the difference between being sure or being stuck. And if it turns out you do need a new one, Advance has an AutoCraft battery for almost every make and model and will install it for you at most stores right on the spot, free of charge. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
Attention homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. That's why fall is the best time to feed. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard gives grass a deep Turf Builder feeding, creating stronger roots for a stronger lawn. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this Lawn Desk Alert. More details at scotts.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM760 local news update. Local reaction is coming in after today's surprise announcement that President Barack Obama has been awarded this year's Nobel Peace Prize. Critics are saying the president has not been in office long enough to accomplish any major peace initiatives, but for some people, the award provides motivation.
This is an amazing recognition of the importance of the topic and that this man can actually do it.
Shaul Gavai is DU's director of the Institute for the Study of Israel in the Middle East. He says this morning's award encourages him to continue with his work striving to resolve conflicts in the Middle East. Arapahoe Basin is open for business. The ski area is getting its earliest start ever this morning. It's just one run with an 18-inch base. Loveland Ski Area opened on Wednesday, which is also its earliest opening day. In sports, the Rockies are even now with the Phillies in the National League Division Series. After taking Game 2 in Philadelphia, the Rockies come home for Games 3 and 4 at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where an earlier accident in the southbound lanes of I-25 right around Evans is still responsible for some leftover slowing. Your delays are going to stretch past DU with speeds dipping down into the 20s and 30s. There's also some heavy pockets on I-25 downtown. Side street crashes, Federal and Yale. Another one occurred at Monaco and Jewell. Meanwhile, crews in the foothills are responding to a car on fire. This is 285 at Indian Hills. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny but chilly day with a projected high in the mid-50s. Currently, it's partly cloudy, especially along the foothills, and 34. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's one of Goodyear's biggest sales of the year, and now through October 31st, you can get up to $50 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of four select Goodyear tires. For details and to find a participating retailer, go to GoodyearDealers.com/Denver or call 1-877-GOODYEAR.
Obama's not your enemy. Obama's not your savior.
He's just the guy that got elected president of the United States like a bunch of other folks in the past. He's trying to address a problem that is now in the households of families by the millions.
Ed Schultz.
And there's a guy, a nutcase across the street that has figured out how to make a dollar by scaring the hell out of you that he's Hitler.
The Ed Schultz Show. Mornings 10 to 1 on AM 760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is why we have Psycho Talk.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
The Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Up. 906 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. It's going up to the 50s today, tomorrow. Snowy for the Rockies-Phillies game. And on the line with us now, we'll ring into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. On the line with us. Now, Christy deserves the longer intro. Turk, Christy deserves the longer dojo introduction.
Fear does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, sensei!
Pain does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, sensei!
Defeat does not exist in this dojo, does it?
No, sensei!
Okay, there we go. There we go. So, Christy is now in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. We've been talking about the Nobel Prize situation. My take is that the committee judging 11 days in office, because that's what it was, the time period that it was being judged, 11 days of a presidency, of an administration that's overseeing two wars, one illegal by international law in the heart of the Muslim world, that is not worthy of a Nobel Peace Prize. Barack Obama may ultimately be worthy of a Nobel Peace Prize, but I think that this whole thing has made a travesty of the Nobel Peace Prize process. It's an insult to the other people who were nominated, the other people who have won in the past. And I know the one of the arguments is, well, maybe this encourages him to do better. Well, if the Nobel Peace Prize is given away for encouragement, to encourage people to be more peaceful, then why not give it to Ahmadinejad or Hamas? So what is your take on this?
Dude, you're being such a hater.
I'm not being a hater. What I'm being is, here's the thing.
Okay,
before I let you go, I just have to say this. I know what the right wing, the right wing is the haters. They're going to say, hey, the Nobel Prize was given to Obama because the people who give it away are a bunch of European pacifists, and Obama, this clearly proves that Obama is some sort of European, you know, socialist pacifist. I'm the other way. I'm saying that Obama doesn't deserve the award yet because he hasn't done what the award is supposed to be about. And by the way, if he had been doing what the award or is, you know, ultimately will be worthy of that, that's a good thing, as opposed to the right, which would say he does deserve this award because he's a pacifist, and that's bad.
Gotcha. No, I see that. And by the way, can I just say it's so nice to be doing this interview not in my PJs? I'm always in Alaska, and basically,
so you're back
like,
on the. You're. Are you not in Alaska right now?
I got to D.C. last night at midnight.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm actually in a dress. I'm wearing heels. I've got lipstick.
Very
on.
Nice. So you're.
Fancy.
Yeah. Welcome to our time zones.
It's so nice. But here's the thing. You know, and you're right. The right is already seizing upon this. Rush Limbaugh said it was the biggest embarrassment since losing the Olympics for him to have won this.
Oh, well, see, that's what I'm saying. Like
that's true hater.
No, that's like he should be embarrassed for getting an award from European pacifists. That's the,
right.
That's his theory that Obama is such a pacifist and such a basically a European, if you will, that's why it's embarrassing. No, I think it's an embarrassment for the Nobel Prize Committee, which had Chinese dissidents that were nominated and giving it to somebody who hasn't really proven his worth on the issues that they're talking about.
Here's why I disagree with you. I think that, I think the Nobel Peace Prize is always a little bit politicized. You know, it's never just a purely academic sort of venture. It's always got a little bit of politics into it. And I think that this is less a prize given to Barack Obama for what he has actually accomplished. Because you're right, how much can you really do in 11 days? But what he did do in those 11 days was to completely repudiate the Bush foreign policy program and to say we are now working with other countries and reversing the last 8 years of just us cowboys.
But is that true? I mean, in the sense of We don't really have major changes in the Iraq war yet. I mean, I know they're promised. We may be, in fact, escalating the Afghanistan war. So,
right,
I mean, I get what
on the other hand, he pledged diplomacy with working with Iran, and that actually did work, and it looks as if we've de-escalated what could have been a really scary situation. It's still not great, but it could have gone from, oh, my God, they have this secret nuclear bunker, let's bomb them and, you know, burn the Middle East back to the Stone Ages, like the right wing likes to say. Or it could have been what happened, which was, let's sit down, let's actually have the first big talks about this, and go the diplomatic route. And
so you're in the Bob Schieffer camp of CBS News, who said this is more a repudiation of Bush than anything about Obama.
I absolutely do. I think that this is the international community saying we are so excited that Bush is gone, that we are rewarding America with this peace prize because they chose not to follow the old warlike hawk campaign of the last 8 years, and instead America as a whole is trying to go a more peaceful, diplomatic, and rational route.
Okay, but what about this?
To me, this is what that award is.
What about the danger here that when you give away an award that, and you've basically acknowledged that it wasn't on the substance of what has happened,
right,
that it wasn't what you might call substantively deserved. It's more
right.
of an encouragement or more of a repudiation of Bush. Okay, fine. But what about the idea that now you've given a credential, right, the peacemaker credential to a president who may be able to now use that credential as a political shield in doing the opposite of what the award says? So if I cited the example, for example, a separate example, of Dick Gephardt. So you have Dick Gephardt here, who's built up a bunch of credentials as a, you know, progressive, labor, populist, democratic leader. Those are his credentials. He then leaves the Congress and becomes a lobbyist for the health insurance industry, Wall Street. And the reason why he's so well paid is because those industries are paying for his credential. Because if he goes out with that credential as a labor, liberal, Democrat, and says, hey, we don't need a public option, that's particularly valuable. So
right.
in the same way, what about the idea that if you give the peacemaker credential to President Obama, who, as we agree, has not substantively yet, I mean, he's made some moves, but in 11 days you just can't, you know, you can't. It's not even a repudiation of him. It's just not possible. Okay, but now he's got the peacemaker credential. There's a possibility that if and when he escalates the war in Afghanistan, he can say to the anti-war movement, hey, you know what? You can't really criticize me. I'm a Nobel Peace Prize winner, baby. Like, you know, it's like, you know, like, what are you going to say to me? You can't, I mean, do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you give away an award without it being deserved, you run the risk that the award can be used in ways that are unpredictable.
No, I do see that, and I think that it does put him in a dicey situation because he's been saddled with these wars, especially the one that's getting just so tragically worse in Afghanistan, where any move he makes is honestly probably going to be the wrong move. You know, pulling completely out is probably not going to do a lot to stabilize the Middle East. Going full bore forward is probably going to be about, you know, there's just no good option there, and he's sort of stuck. But I do think that what the committee looked at and what I think they're trying to reward with this award is the fact that, you know, it was almost as if the world after George Bush had a rash. You know, everybody was on edge and itchy and red and sort of uncomfortable and ready to snap at any moment at any other group. And President Obama has worked very hard to come out. For example, he went to Cairo last year.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
yeah.
He gave that wonderful speech just about Islam in general. And it was sort of like calamine lotion. And it calmed down some very irritated areas. And then he's been able to do that in the Middle East with the Iran situation. He's been able to do that in various places. And I think that's what this award is. I think it's saying thank you for when things were getting particularly bumpy and red and pussy and disgusting. Thank you for coming in and giving us some sort of medication that maybe didn't fix everything, but at least stopped us from scratching for a few minutes and made us see that one day maybe we can be in a better place. And I think that's what this award is.
I see it. See, my take is that I'm going to go past all of it. And I see this as actually a reflection in a more meta way
okay.
of a of how our world has become a world, really even more than it ever has, that worships celebrity and that worships fame, and that that is now the thing that we venerate and honor more than anything else. So that it almost was like, look, Obama isn't Bush, fine, but Obama is like the biggest cultural iconic phenomenon in the last 20 or 30 years, certainly since Ronald Reagan, but he transcends even politics, especially on the world stage. And so my actual take on this, beyond you get away with what Obama's done in Iran and what he's doing, even, you know, good on Iran, what he's doing bad on Afghanistan, when you get away from all of that, this is actually, I think, a bigger reflection of like a political and public policy culture that says if you're not famous, you're not worth anything. And it's, I don't mean to echo that whole ridiculous criticism during the campaign where they were like, they were like, oh, he's a celebrity. He just wants to, you know, America just wants to elect a celebrity. But there is something to that, the sort of hollowing out of our politics to the point where the only thing that matters is like how well known you are.
I'm going to flip that a little bit though. And I'm sorry to be so.
No, it's okay. You're in the dojo.
We usually always agree. But I'm going to say that the reason he has this celebrity is because there are so many people who just want to have a piece of what they think that he stands for. You know, he has this celebrity because people want to know more about the first black president, about the guy who's going to overthrow the Bush foreign policy thing, about, you know, the family. Like, there's something there. He's not a celebrity for the fact that he just exists like so many American celebrities are.
I totally agree with that.
That part of the reason he is so famous, and I do think that you're right, that fame itself played a part in this, but I think the reason that he's so famous is there's so many people who like what he stands for and what he's doing. So in that way, it doesn't offend me as much.
But like they're not going to give it to they're not going to give it to Chinese dissidents who've been fighting on the 20-year anniversary of Tiananmen Square, who have been fighting. I mean, like, you know, people who've gone to jail, who've done
stuff. Is I don't really think that the Nobel Peace Prize means anything anymore. You know, I could, if I sat and thought about it, I know Al Gore won for climate change a couple years ago, and I know Jimmy Carter's been in there and stuff like that. But if I sat here and thought about it, honestly, I don't really know who else has won it. Like, it doesn't have that sticking power for
That's what I'm saying. That's actually a good thing. In other words, that in the year, it's good when people win at a certain level who aren't famous because A, it can help make them better known. It can help their work. But also, it kind of, to me, it's like, okay, policy, public policy, the most important public policy, war and peace policy, you know, this is still a realm that values like the little guy, you know, like the Chinese dissident who builds a movement and risks being thrown in jail at the hands of the most authoritarian government in the world. I mean, that's what I'm saying is that you're right. We don't know about them, but there's a comfort in the fact that the committee has resisted the celebrification of the rest of society.
No, I see that.
What I mean? Like, it's
and I think, and again, they also have to weigh, like, the little guy in China, yes, takes a great stand and can probably, you know, make a small step into bringing China around. So they have to sort of weigh the effect that this, you know, the one man standing up by himself against the powers of the Chinese government and their bad things that they're doing versus Barack Obama, who with a wonderfully crafted speech in Cairo is able to assuage the fears of an entire nation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. Look, I want to be clear. This to me has way less to do with Obama than it does to do with the Nobel Prize Committee in specific and sort of in general what we as a society say is important. And look, you've made good points, and I want to be clear. I mean, he's done some great things. He's done some things that seem to run completely counter to winning a Nobel Peace Prize on the grounds that he's won it. You know, I mean, again, two wars in the heart of the Muslim world. I know they weren't his, but he is, you know, he is the president, for better or for worse. They are his wars.
They are.
And so, like, you know, but you know, you make some good points. I think we can both agree that, and I think you did agree at the beginning, this is, again, less about Obama and more about some other things. You know, geopolitics, our whole country, George Bush, you know, celebrity. It's about a bunch of different things.
Not a lot of stuff, exactly.
It's not.
I think the only thing we're disagreeing on is the percentages of which those things
right.
are.
That's exactly right.
All of those things are in there.
That's exactly right. And I will say, and we got to go, but I will say this. I do think that this award puts him, there's no real upside. Because now if he doesn't escalate in Afghanistan, he's the guy who takes orders from the pacifist socialists at the pacifist socialists at the Nobel Prize Committee. If he escalates the war, he's giving a middle finger to the Nobel Prize Committee and using the Nobel Prize as like a political shield. You know, so it's like a political football in a lot of ways. Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. Hey, enjoy our time zones, okay?
Okay.
Talk to you soon.
Later.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
922 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take some of your calls. Does Barack Obama deserve to win the Nobel Peace Prize? I don't think so. I think it's a travesty. Well, we can disagree on that.
Jerry Garcia never won a Peace Prize.
Seriously. Bill, and you know what, dude?
I don't know why I said that.
Bill Clinton never won the Peace Prize.
Yeah.
And I'm a critic of Bill Clinton on a lot of things, but, you know, if Barack Obama's won the Peace Prize, Bill Clinton, you know, on foreign policy, Bill Clinton tried to do a lot of stuff, and he didn't win it, so... I don't know. 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Traffic's really improving for us. Only spot where I'm seeing some heavy jams and slow speeds, southbound 25 there between I-70 and 23rd Avenue. Also got this vehicle fire out in the foothills, northbound 285 around Indian Hills. That's catching looks in both directions there. Also just cleared that crash at Federal near Yale, and same deal at Monaco and Evans. So we're accident-free around the metro, just that vehicle fire on 285 at Indian Hills. Chain laws in effect over Loveland Pass. Also got some patchy ice on 70 west of Georgetown, taking you up to Vail. Forecast, patchy fog, becoming partly cloudy, but a little warmer, though. High near 57 degrees, right now 37 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
October is National Donut Month, and that means a...
Hi, my name's Anita. I'm concerned about the world in which our 5-year-old will grow up. Did you know that there are over 600 toxic, cancer-causing chemicals present in common household cleaners? That's why we started our business, OurCleanWorld.com. We sell environmentally friendly products infused with silver that kill 99.9% of bacteria with only water. Click on our banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit OurCleanWorld.com. Save money, time, and keep the planet clean for future generations.
Thank you, Mama.
Right now, making smart decisions for your home improvements are more important than ever. And at The Lumber Guy, you'll save 40 to 70% every day over the big box stores. The Lumber Guy is a fix and flipper's dream. And the weekend warriors will be saying, "My other girl is The Lumber Guy." The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
This is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
You must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
526 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, on the line with us now, I got my segments confused here. We're going to get to the phones about the Nobel Prize, but first, I wanted to check in with Jared Jakangmar of Westward. He is going to be he's going to be at the Curious Theater tonight at 8 p.m. On a, I guess, a one-man panel talking about all of the conspiracy theories around Denver International Airport. Now, I never knew before moving here that there were any conspiracy theories about Denver International Airport. And so I wanted Jared to come on and just tell us, I know you've got a blog about these conspiracy theories. Just tell us what are the, I mean, you tell people there's conspiracy theories about Freemasonry or bunkers or a New World Order about an airport. It, you know, people are like, I mean, I heard this. I'm like, what are you even talking about? So just tell us, what are some of the major theories that swirl around DIA?
Well, there's a plethora of conspiracy theories that swirl around DIA. In fact, I probably estimate that it's the most theorized about public transport terminal in the entire world. Everything from people that are interested in the New World Order and Freemasonry, to people that are interested in UFOs and aliens, to ghost hunters, Christian fundamentalists, they all find something of interest at DIA to look at some of the symbology and think about all the sinister things that may or may not be going on there.
Where did all of this conspiracy theory, you know, start? What is it rooted in particular? I mean, I've been to airports all over the country, and maybe I just don't pay attention, but what does it emanate from?
Well, it's really interesting. I mean, they all come back, and the way I really got interested in this a few years ago, I wrote a feature story about this topic in 2007, and I had heard a lot of stuff about different people talking about underground base at DIA, that there was something to do with aliens, and the Freemasons were using it as a new headquarters for the future. And I didn't really think anything about it until I started really looking at the types of things that people were really looking at. And where it all comes back to is a series of murals in the main terminal area. And they're by an artist by the name of Leo Tanguma, a local Denver artist. But yeah, I guess you really have to see these sets of murals to really know what we're talking about. But what they are is, they depict, one, for example, kind of depicts a number of children of different races running to take all of their weapons of the world and beat them into plowshares. And another one depicts almost like a Holocaust scene. Another one has an image of animals going extinct and forests burning. So I think initially it's the shock of people seeing these murals in a place like a public airport, where usually the artwork is rather bland or plain, and saying, what is up with that? But more than that, people will look at these and they see these murals almost as a story depicting the future, or some type of oracle that is going to tell us what is going to happen. Be it the apocalypse or world peace, or perhaps the murals are a propaganda tool by certain powerful forces telling us, trying to bend our minds into thinking a certain way.
Again, Jared Jakangmar of Westward has written about this. You wrote a long piece in Westward about the conspiracy theories surrounding Denver International Airport at Westward in 2007. He's going to be at the Curious Theater tonight, which I believe is at 1080 Acoma Street in Denver, tonight at 8 p.m., to discuss a lot of these conspiracy theories. Do any of them have to do with the fact, and maybe I might have the details of this wrong, but does any of this have to do with the fact that DIA was built on or is near, it was like an Indian grave, an Indian graveyard, is that right?
That is one of the many conspiracy theories that come from the airport, and that actually is somewhat rooted in truth. Just to give a little bit of background about DIA, it's pretty much one of the largest and newest airports in the United States. It was it was in the 80s, there was a big push to replace Stapleton Airport, and the idea of DIA came up, and for about a decade, it was one of the most controversial issues in Denver. It was many, many years late, billions of dollars over budget. I think the last tally was something like $5.2 billion for this airport. It's a huge, huge place, and it sits quite a distance from the actual city center of Denver. And the some of the things that people really looked at was, well, there's one particular theory, and I'll kind of get into this. When you're going between the main terminal and Terminal A, there's a footbridge.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're going over this footbridge, and they play Native American chants.
Oh, yeah, they do. That's right. Yeah.
And this is one of the things, I guess, urban legends or the things that people will tell each other. You know, I've actually had airport employees tell me this. Well, did you know that the reason why they have to play those chants is because DIA was built on an ancient Indian burial ground, and this was one thing that they had to do to appease the angry spirits, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you go and you ask, I've actually asked the airport public relations officers about this, and they always roll their eyes and they say, oh, well, you know, that's a conspiracy theory. It's not true. It's part of the airport's public art program. But interestingly enough, there actually was, while DIA was being built, there was a number of Native American elders from various reservations throughout the West that had come to DIA and actually performed a ceremony on the grounds, because they claimed that this was actually a site where there were Indian graves. So, like anything with a lot of these conspiracy theories or what people might term as urban legends, there is a nugget of truth in some of them.
And again, if you're interested in all of the lore around DIA, you can see Jared Jakangmar tonight at 8 p.m. At the Curious Theater Company. You can find it at curioustheater.org. Again, curioustheater.org. Jared is the Westward reporter who wrote the definitive piece on this in 2007. And there is a lot of folklore, a lot of myth, a lot of conspiracy theory around DIA. And it's pretty creepy, it's pretty weird, and it's pretty interesting. So again, tonight at 8 p.m. at the Curious Theater. Jared, thanks for taking the time this morning.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right. 9:33 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to reopen the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. After the next break, we'll talk about the Nobel Peace Prize situation. Did Barack Obama deserve it, or did the Nobel Prize Committee embarrass itself? I'm in the latter camp. Where are you? 303-713-7600 to get in on the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Also, we'll do a little news of the weird coming out of the break. Rush Limbaugh is going to be a judge in the Miss America pageant. Stick around. I'll fill you in on that disturbing story after a traffic update with John Turk.
Was it him, or who wants to buy the St. Louis Rams?
Yeah,
Dave?
It's him, too. I know. It's like the Rush empire continues to grow.
Unbelievable. All right, I'll get to traffic for you. Well, there really is none. Only spot we're seeing some heavy volume, southbound 25 coming into downtown there after Park Avenue. Do have some sticky situations in the high country. Chain laws in effect over Loveland Pass. You will see some icy spots on 70 west of Georgetown all the way up to Vail and to Eagle County. Also got some construction being set up around the city. Single lane closures both directions of 104th Avenue over I-25. Also, one lane of north and southbound Quebec are closed at C-470 for various construction projects there. Your forecast today, partly cloudy, highs in the mid to upper 50s. Right now, 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Tired of explaining your business over and over because of banker turnover? The business bankers at Citywide have been with the bank an average of 10 years. That's valuable continuity for your business. Bank local, bank Citywide. Since 1963, citywidebanks.com.
Mario Solis Marriage.
TGIV. Today on the Mario...
In my family, everyone has a different greeting card personality. My grandma loves funny cards. My daughter likes sweet cards. My son, he likes the ones that rhyme.
So how perfect is it that Walmart has greeting cards starting at just 44 cents? One stop and I can stock up and get the right card for everyone for the same price as a stamp. And just in case my husband's listening, I love the romantic poem cards.
Greeting cards for just 44 cents. Save money, live better. Walmart.
Do you know if your airbags are working? One out of every 25 airbags is not properly repaired after an accident. Make sure the airbags in your used car work. Step one to finding out, get a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Stop wasting money and breathe easier. Enter today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance and repair at aircarecolorado.com. Regular maintenance saves you money and helps clean the air. Brought to you by the Regional Air Quality Council, EnviroTest, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition.
Get tickets now at Pepsi Center box office, tickethorse.com, or by phone. Star Wars in Concert, produced by AEG Live and Lucasfilm.
Are you looking for a new mattress? Get more mattress for your money when you shop at Verlo. Check out the incredible 10 event this weekend only. That's this October 9th, 10th, and 11th at Verlo Mattress in Boulder and Longmont. Free delivery, free box springs, and queen pillow tops at just $299. Verlo's 10 event is this weekend only. No matter what level of mattress you choose, you'll always get a quality handcrafted mattress that's just made for you. Huge savings under the tent this weekend at Verlo in Boulder and Longmont. Don't miss it.
Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away 500 free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, and quality of life. You can call right now for one free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-394-6545. 1-800-394-6545. That's 1-800-394-6545.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Is your computer running slowly? Does it take more than 3 seconds for your email to load? Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy are at risk. Because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
News of the weird. Dr. Phil in the news. Dr. Phil slapped with bizarre brainwashing lawsuit. A woman has filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles Superior Court against Dr. Phil, two producers and another doctor, in what she alleges is a case of false imprisonment, practicing without a license, indecent exposure, battery, fraud, and more.
Wow.
Shirley Ray Dew of Irvine, California, claims she was seeking therapy from Dr. Phil in his Hollywood office in 2007 when she allegedly was held captive and, quote, forced to be in the same room with a completely live, naked man. It's not even funny. I mean, it's sort of funny, but just because I'm just thinking of Dr. Phil naked is...
Ew.
Yeah. Forced to be in the same room with a completely live naked man while he exposes his entire naked body, genitals, and all, according to her filing. That's in People magazine. NASA bulldozed two spacecraft into the lunar South Pole Friday morning in a search for hidden ice, bombing the moon. I don't know if we have pictures of that just yet. Obama chia pets quickly dropped by CVS. Less than 3 weeks after CVS stores started selling the controversial Obama chia pets, the pharmacy chain is pulling them from its shelves. In April, rival chain Walgreens stopped selling the Obama chias after complaints that the plants, which sprout a green chia afro as the president's hair, were racist. A couple more pieces here. Want to feel good about yourself? Just get off the couch and do a little exercise. You don't even have to get real serious. A new study finds... The University of Florida reviewed 57 intervention studies on the topic of exercise and how it makes people feel, and they conclude that the simple act of exercise and not fitness itself can convince you that you look better. The pill and other contraceptive methods that alter a woman's natural hormonal cycle may also alter their choice of partners and possibly their reproductive success, according to a new review of studies on the issue published in a new October edition of a medical journal. The last time carbon dioxide levels were this high was 15 million years ago. You have to go back at least 15 million years to find the carbon dioxide levels on this planet as high as they are today, according to a UCLA study. Rush Limbaugh, he may be trying to buy the St. Louis Rams, but last week on his show, he told his viewers about how he had been invited to serve as a judge at the 2010 Miss America pageant, which is in January, but that he's hesitant because it's a week-long commitment in Las Vegas. God, Rush Limbaugh as a Miss America pageant judge. Unbelievable. That's your news of the weird. Let's go back to the phones, back to the AM760 Progressive Dojo. Did Barack Obama deserve to win the Nobel Peace Prize? Is this even really about Barack Obama? I think it's not really about Obama, about what he's done, what he hadn't done, what he will do. I think it's a reflection on a culture that's unduly obsessed with celebrity. I think that he is the head of an administration which is prosecuting two wars in the middle of the Muslim world. One is a violation of international law. He's on the brink of potentially escalating the war in Afghanistan. Does he deserve to win a Nobel Peace Prize for outreach to the Muslim world? In light of that record, I don't think so. I think it's not deserved. And I don't think that means I'm an Obama hater. I don't think it means that I don't think Obama may ultimately deserve to win the Nobel Prize later on. But a Nobel Prize right now, he was, 11 days as president in the time period that the Nobel Prize Peace Committee was judging it. Remember, he was inaugurated on January 20th. The nominations closed for the year on February 1. I just don't think you can really defend that he deserved it. And I think that the problem with giving away an award when somebody doesn't deserve it is that it can sometimes provide political cover. Right now, if Obama escalates the war in Afghanistan, he can go to the anti-war movement and say, hey, you can't criticize me. I'm a Nobel Peace Prize winner. Isn't that the problem? 303-713-7600. And in terms of the other nominees, remember, they keep the nominees secret. So we don't have any official record of who the other nominees were. AP was speculating that a number of Chinese dissidents who had been imprisoned and who have forced some reform in the Chinese government, not exactly small, right? The Chinese government is the authoritarian government over 1.2 billion, billion with a B, people. And a number of Chinese dissidents on the 20-year anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre were thought to be up for the award, as well as the head of a major group down in Colombia, which has been negotiating with some success to try to create peace between the Colombian government and the FARC in Colombia, which has been an absolutely brutal and bloody civil war down there. So that's what we know about the other nominees. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to John in Denver. John, you're on AM 760.
Hey, so Obama just passed on meeting with Obama when he visited Washington, D.C., bowing to political pressure from the Chinese. So I think it's freaking laughable that he has won.
Yeah, I mean, but nobody's perfect. I'm trying to read from the word of what the Nobel Prize Committee has said it's awarding this about. And it's about nuclear disarmament and it's about outreach to the Muslim world. And I'm sorry. Well, and by the way, I want to be clear. If that's the criteria, then you can't make the argument that they were also looking at Obama's whole career, right? They're looking only at his presidency. You know, at worst, the 11 days between when he was nominated, or between when he was inaugurated and when he was nominated, and at best, the 9 months he's been president. Now, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Somebody who's given a speech on nuclear disarmament, even a good speech, a great speech, and somebody who's given a great speech in Cairo, is not as worthy of a Nobel Peace Prize as, for example, Chinese dissidents who have been fighting with some success against the most powerful authoritarian government in the world. And certainly somebody who is the head of an administration that is on the brink of potentially escalating one of its two wars in the middle of the Muslim world. I mean, I'm going to say it again. The CBS News update literally says that he's going to give a speech accepting the Nobel Peace Prize and then go right into a meeting about how to escalate the war in Afghanistan.
I feel like I'm hallucinating or something. I don't know.
It's bizarre. It's almost like an Onion headline. And I think,
yeah.
I mean, don't you agree that what this really is? You strip away everything, the policies, the, you know, all of it. You get to the point, you get to a place where it's like, look, he's the biggest celebrity in the world, and our culture is now organized around individual celebrity. And
yep.
this is what happens when you have a culture that worships individual celebrities and strips away all the substance.
Yeah. Well, also, another weird thing that you see around town is people with Obama bumper stickers and the O has a peace sign on it, you know?
Yeah, right.
And it's kind of this wishful thinking.
That's exactly right. I mean, and you heard that in a caller before who said, well, you know, maybe what Obama's going to do. It's like Nixon. It's like they used to lambast him. Oh, he's got a secret plan. Nixon has, that was the whole secret plan, right? Nixon has a secret plan to end the Vietnam War. By escalating the Vietnam War, he actually has a secret plan to end it. And you're going to start seeing that, I think, from the hardcore Obama sycophants. Now, I want to be clear. Not everybody who supports Barack Obama, most people who support Barack Obama are not sycophants. The sycophants are that hardcore of people who will say he is doing everything right no matter what he's doing and no matter whether he's violating campaign promises or not. And my prediction is if he escalates the war in Afghanistan, you're going to see the hardcore sycophants say, hey, he's really escalating the war in Afghanistan because he's trying to end it. He's really, you know, doing the opposite of ending a war is actually trying to end it. That's sycophancy. And I think we're going to see that if Obama, and I sure hope he doesn't, and I'll be the first to praise him for not escalating the war in Afghanistan. In fact, my last column was all about how it was very good and I think very courageous of him to even take the time to consider an alternative to escalating the war in Afghanistan. So I will be out there cheering him on. I already have been cheering him on. But I guarantee you, you're going to see that sycophancy come out if he decides to escalate. You'll hear people call this show being like, no, he's escalating because he's against the war. And that, to me, is another product of the celebrity culture. We have been organized to worship celebrity, the individual celebrity. And I think that's what this Nobel Prize is. Hey, thanks for the call. 949 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. We'll take one more call before I got to get another break. We'll go to Pete. Pete, you're on AM 760.
Hello.
Hello, Pete.
Yeah, oh, I didn't hear you say that. Morning. I'm in trouble figuring out what to say. When I was talking to the John in answering you, you two did not watch Obama's acceptance speech or whatever you want to call it that he just gave on TV. So it seems to me it'd be a good idea to watch that.
I don't understand what that has to do with whether he should win it or not.
Well, okay. The thing that impressed me about that speech is that this guy is sharp and he knows what he's doing, and we do not know what's going through his head, and so I can't really say whether he should accept it or not until things go on. Like, what does he do in, like you're talking about, what does he do in Afghanistan? If he escalates the war, you know, that is not a good thing at all. And I mean, because I'd like him to pull out, have us pull out.
Yeah, but aren't you speaking to the point that I'm making, which is this? Shouldn't somebody win the Nobel Prize based on, for instance, whether they pull out of Afghanistan and end the war there? as opposed to giving it to somebody to, at best, encourage him to do that?
Yeah, that is a thing that they could award it on. But I also think that, like Bob Schieffer, when he said that this is a repudiation by at least Europe of the Bush administration, I think that's a good point.
I think that is a good point. I do. I think that might be exactly what's going on. But my point is, what is this supposed to be about? When you give away a credential to somebody, you say, you, Barack Obama, you have earned this credential as a peacemaker. You get to speak now from a position of authority as a peacemaker when you haven't actually created peace. I think that defiles the process and potentially gives a credential to somebody that could be ultimately misused. Right, as I said, I mean, it's very possible that he could escalate the war in Afghanistan, get criticized by the anti-war movement, and say, hey, you can't criticize me anymore because I'm a Nobel Peace Prize winner, baby. That's my problem with this. 952 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Traffic back in the 50s and 60s on most of the major highways around town. No problems on 225 between 70 and the Tech Center. Also looking pretty breezy on C-470 across Littleton and Highlands Ranch. No problems there. Only place with some residual traffic southbound side of 25 Park Avenue past 23rd. In the high country, got some patchy ice on 70 from about Georgetown to Vail. Also, chain laws in effect for you big riggers over Loveland Pass. Various single-lane closures, both directions of 104th Avenue over I-25. Got some bridge work going there. Same deal near Quebec and C-470. Forecast, patchy fog in the AM, becoming partly cloudy, but a little warmer. High near 57, right now at 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show mornings.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
I reported software piracy because it's just plain wrong for businesses to copy software illegally. I would report software piracy again, no matter what.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSN.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Hey, this is Tom Hartman here to tell you about Independent Power Systems, a proud sponsor of AM 760 Radio. The solar electric systems installed by Independent Power Systems in 2008 alone prevented 530 tons of carbon dioxide from entering the atmosphere. Do you know that's the equivalent of planting more than 12,000 trees? Independent Power Systems also installed the solar electric system at Coors Field. Independent Power Systems, 303-443-0105, and online at www.solaris.com.
Right now, making smart decisions for your home improvements are more important than ever. And at The Lumber Guy, you'll save 40 to 70% every day over the big box stores. The Lumber Guy is a fix and flipper's dream. And the weekend warriors will be saying, my other girl is The Lumber Guy. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Store-wide on things like Stainmaster carpet in over 100 styles now with new lower prices. There's never been a better time to update your floors from the kids' rooms to the living room and enjoy a little extra wiggle room to pay for thanks to special deferred financing store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 14th, U.S. only. See store for details.
5:56 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Scott in Denver. Scott, you're in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
Hello. Thank you, David. There's several things I disagree with you. I'll try to make it fast. But first of all, for the last several years, when other countries have been polled, people have said the number one threat to their safety was the United States and George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
During his campaign, even, he campaigned on diplomacy. He talked to world leaders before he was elected. He has practiced it after he was elected by immediately reaching out to other countries and Muslim countries and Republicans over and over and over again. He's gone to several countries, and they all love him. And if it would have been a world election, he would have won. And peace, the campaign he ran, he was going against people who were talking like rabid dogs, and he kept it on the issues, you know?
Well, in his campaign, he called for an escalation of the war in Afghanistan.
Excuse me. Hold on. You
excuse me. I want the record to be clear. You mentioned his campaign. He campaigned on an escalation, on promising to escalate the war in Afghanistan. That needs to be said if he's winning the Nobel Peace Prize.
Is that all he campaigned on?
No, that's not all he campaigned on, but I just want the record to be clear.
Well,
this was not somebody
clear.
Who
campaigned
against war.
How wrong it was for Bush to act alone. And how the other countries felt threatened, and we were a rogue.
I agree with that. It is a mixed record. That's right. I just don't want you to come into the AM 760 Progressive Dojo and pretend that he campaigned as a fully anti-war candidate.
David, we don't have to worry about what the right's going to say. First of all, anything Obama does, you know, is going to be virulently criticized.
So basically,
besides, on
the progressive side, you can't have a critic. All right, goodbye. See you later. What we don't allow here in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo is for people to come in and say that because Rush Limbaugh will criticize Barack Obama, progressives can't have any criticism of him either. Remember, it was Teddy Roosevelt who said, saying that you can't criticize the president from any party is unpatriotic. That's not what the AM 760 Progressive Dojo is about. I'm going to go try to have a nice weekend. Hope you have a nice weekend, too. See you later.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Mario Solis Marriage.
TGIV. Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, Helen Thorpe, the author of Just Like Us and the guys from the Lowdown, your calls y mucho más.
Today at 4 on AM 7.